Well, hello there, gamers. You are now listening to Just Roll With It, campaign number one.
Don't forget to smash that like button for free V-Bucks.
That's right, fella.
Yikes.
Hell yeah, brother. All right. Ready to go, boys?
I think we are, yeah.
Yeah.
So, as a nice little introduction, let's go from character to character here. And just kind of have you guys give a general overview of your own character. Not like in depth, but just describe yourself on a very basic level. We'll start with Broad.
Well, I prefer to go by Brad, but legally I am required to go by Broad. And I'm a... Is it normal for people to like say their alignments when they introduce themselves? Okay, well then I won't. But I am generally a good dude, but sometimes a little chaotic. So my name is Brad. I'm a half elf, entertainer, warlock. And you said be general, right?
Just like appearance, like just what you look like.
Oh, my appearance. Oof. Okay. I'm 5'10", 120 pounds. I like long walks on the beach. I'm 21. My hair color is light brown. It's short, a little swept back. My eyes are a beautiful green. I'm male, and as far as my attraction goes, I'm super into goblins.
Much information.
Oh, sorry. Well, I figure if we've got any goblins out there, might as well toss that out early. No, I really want you to know that.
No,
I insist. I'm real into goblins. I've got a nice tan going. I've got a really cool tattoo on my cheek. My favorite food is ravioli. My favorite drink is chocolate milk. I really need to know when to stop here.
I think you've done.
I'm just going down the list.
I think you've done enough damage. All right. Moving on. Next, we have Silnin.
Roll a 1d6 to slime.
Stop. Yeah, everyone takes 1d6 psychic damage from that description.
I took one damage.
All right.
I'm pretty much dead.
All right, Silnin, you're up next.
How's it going, fellas? My name's Silnin. I'm 5'11", and I weigh about 145. Pretty tan skin. I've got my hair done up in it's medium long with a ponytail. Yeah, that's pretty much all I gotta say about myself. You can figure it out yourself.
All right.
Yeah, you don't need to know about my character. Get out of here.
Up next, we have Mountain.
Okay, boys. I'm a really short guy named Mountain. Don't ask any questions about that. I was raised by some giants. They were pretty cool people, you know. I got a pretty big beard, and yeah, that's really it.
Small man with a big heart. All right,
small man with a big heart.
That. Can we do like a fun little like golf clap at the end of everyone's like?
Yeah.
Like that's great. That's great.
All right. So up next is Taxi.
My name's Taxi the Tabaxi.
Oh, gosh.
At your service.
I like it.
I am the Tabaxi Druid of the land. Not many Tabaxis are Druids, though. So my clan, they shunned me. But I'm determined to be the strongest warrior for nature that has ever lived. I'm 6'2". I weigh about 160 pounds. 22 years of age, and I've got the prettiest fur you've ever seen in your life. And fuck water.
Excuse me?
We
deserve big claps.
Take those words back.
Alright, and finally, we have Velrissa.
Alright, wait, do I voice or...
Do the voice.
Hold on.
Yeah, I forgot to do the voice.
My name's Velrissa. I'm a grave cleric tiefling. I'm disowned by my parents when I was born.
I'm already horny.
5'4", 100. I weigh 100.
Yeah, I know it shouldn't feel sensual,
pounds.
But it kind of does a little.
Yeah.
This is gonna be
I
tough.
I am the only female in the group.
You know what
I've
that
got
means.
Light pink skin and I like diet water.
I did want to fuck you until you said that.
That was the deal breaker.
Bravo. Yeah, diet water.
Oh, good stuff.
I ain't touching this.
That's how to keep the men. That's how you keep the men away. Is tell them you like diet water.
Absolutely.
It's not gonna keep me away.
So is that, that's everyone?
Yeah.
That's everyone.
Oh,
so moving forward.
Oh, yeah.
Moving forward.
Yeah, mine's dark and mysterious with a mysterious background.
We'll start with the whereabouts of one Barad. Currently.
Oh, fuck. I don't even know where I am. Okay, wait, you tell me.
Yeah. You have already stowed yourself away. Deep below on the underdepths of this boat, you have found a very small crate to kind of weasel yourself into. Suspecting none of the crew saw you, you managed to get down into this area and stow yourself away, no problem. You can still hear the footsteps atop of people who actually paid for their ride. You can hear them now boarding at this time as well. There is a one Velrissa and a taxi who are both currently boarding the boat.
Do I know this? Do they, like, shout out their names when they board?
No, I'm just saying that so that they also know that they're currently boarding this boat because they're on...
My name's Taxi!
I'm like, oh, shit, better note that down.
Right now, down. But, so you've currently already stowed yourself away.
Okay.
Atop in the view site now of Taxi, you have pager coinage to hop on this boat on the way now to the Great King's Wharf. There's only 11 other people that are hopping on this boat. The boat itself, probably the most shanty one in port right now. Some of the wood kind of rotted, falling off. But it was the cheapest ride, so you kind of just went with it. Being a druid, you don't have that much coin to your name. Now, Velrissa, on the other hand, although you do have the coin, you have always known to spend it wisely, so you go for usually the cheaper options, hopping upon the boat as well. Definitely the two of you stand out. More than everybody else, the rest of the passengers being humans and a couple of half-elves. A tiefling and a tabaxi kind of definitely are sore thumbs in this situation. So you're getting a lot of side glances, a lot of eyes are on you. But you kind of just sort of keep to yourself and try to avoid the eye contact too much. Current whereabouts now of one Mountain.
Ooh. Ooh.
You yourself are on foot travel right now to the Great King's Wharf. You have been you've been wandering all day. It's been quite a long one, to say the least. So, seeing that there is a road heading towards a city in sight, you are eager to get somewhere to finally take a rest. Sonin, you are currently with Hilltree. You're in your guys' current establishment, second floor, and you have just finished getting your daily bread for the day. You've scammed the people you needed to, you've picked the pockets you need to, and you've gotten food for the day for you and Hilltree.
Is the Rat King around? I need to know if I hear this man right now.
Oh, you do. He is. He is downstairs. You hear it.
I just kind of scoffed myself. Fucking Rat King. Hate that guy.
Should we get, like, a little background on what the fuck is going on?
not yet. It'll come.
So I hope that all made sense.
It'll come. That's the beauty of it. So... Currently, is there anything that Velrissa or Taxi would like to do now that you guys have boarded the ship and it is now getting ready to leave? You guys haven't left port yet, but it's preparing. Sails are being lowered, anchors being raised.
I kind of glance over at her too many times, you know, too many double takes, you know?
Oh, God.
What's your perception, Velrissa?
It is. Hold on. It is three.
All right. How obvious do you make these double takes? Like, how much does it happen?
I'm trying not to be too obvious. Trying.
Trying is a very generous word. At this moment now, the ship has now left port. It is sailing. You guys have about a half a day's travel ahead of you. Broad, you even down in the crate, you can feel sort of like the push off, and you can now feel sort of the weightless of the water beneath you start to move as the boat itself begins to travel.
Is it like a little nauseating? Is it comfortable?
You're used to it.
Okay. So I'm doing crate.
At this point, you can decide whether or not you'd like to stay in the crate, or if you want to kind of break out and try to move around the ship and act like you are one of the ones who paid.
Ooh, am I like, I'm like in the bottom of the ship right now?
You're in the stow, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'll pop my legs out of the crate and, you know, just in case, like, while I'm still down there, I need to, like, sneak back in. I'll pop my legs out.
You guys are on deck.
But keep the crate around me and kind of try and, like, move towards the stairs.
So, like, Solid Snake style.
Wild is my hearing.
So a little bit of Metal Gear.
All right, go ahead and make a stealth check.
Metal Gear not so solid. All right.
The first roll of the session.
12 plus, that's a 17.
17, not bad. So you begin to make your way towards the staircase leading up towards the deck.
It's a crate roll.
There are a few sailors down here, but they've already seemed to start pulling up the tankards, getting the kegs ready, and they're already celebrating way too early. So you make your way past them, no problem. Nobody really seems to pay you any mind.
Mm-hmm.
And you make your way to the staircase. Looking up.
So now I'm at the bottom of the stairs, still got the box on me.
Yes. And you are now looking up the staircase. You can see the clouds ahead. Well above. You can see the edge of one of the sails that's just kind of starting to wave through the wind.
It's a beautiful sight, and I want to go up those stairs, but I want to forget to take the box off because it really like I'm just taking it all in.
You're gonna just go up there with the box on?
Yeah, I mean, like the clouds, the sky, the smell of the.
Right now,
sea.
Do I see him?
As you begin heading top deck, a few eyes glance your direction, including those of a tiefling and a tabaxi, as you come up, currently wearing a crate.
Okay, second I hit the top of the boat, I drop, so I'm just the crate, like legs back in.
All right. Few seconds pass of awkward silence.
I completely ignore it and keep to myself.
Same. I didn't
from within the crate, you begin to hear a subtle as footsteps start to move up towards the crate.
Oh, fuck.
I raise an eyebrow to it, but continue to ignore it.
As the top of the crate is then removed and you're met face to face with a very scraggly, dirty halfling. The face covered in these different sores and herpes-looking pieces across the mouth to the cheeks and the chin. Straggly black hairs peek out of them as well, making some sort of makeshift beard. And a single lazy eye just kind of looks down at you from inside the crate. From this close, you can smell just the disgusting ale of his rotted breath.
Oh, yum.
He kind of just gives you one solid stern look, and then he slowly shuts the crate.
Hang on, I'm gonna try and get into my voice really fast so I can kind of respond to that. Fuck, like a thanks.
Looking over you,
I don't really know how to.
You two, Taxi and Valrissa, you get a better view of this man. He is actually the captain of the ship. Very small, hunchbacked halfling. It's a dirty, sore-ridden face with these small.
Oh, hair. So he's cool with me.
He didn't really seem to give a shit. To be fair. He kind of limbers over, hunchback, his arm kind of draping over his back, kind of keeps support as he looks across the rest of the members. And he goes,
well, I hope you all have a safe trip. If you need me, I'll be downstairs. The boys are ready to drink already.
Is he talking to me or the crate?
Everybody.
He's talking to everyone.
Yeah, it's just like as he kind of turns his back, he says,
your rooms are right down below as well. There's a few bedrolls across the... across there. There's no real room, but y'all can sleep wherever.
Got a nice one right here.
And as he walks past, he kind of kicks the crate a little bit.
Oh, fuck.
And then he just limbers down the staircase.
I look over to the tabaxi near me and I say, well, it's quite the show we got here.
Seems like a swell
old man. You know anything
about
what's going on?
As you say that, one of the hands near you who's currently, holding onto one of the ropes of the sails, kind of keeping it angled correctly, looks over and goes,
nah, a bit of a prick.
Oh. That's my bad, then.
He seems nice. It's from inside the crate.
I couldn't even hear. I couldn't make out what you said, but I think that's perfect.
It was like a little...
Is that man in the box talking?
Nice.
Should we help him?
I'm not quite sure, actually.
You wonder what he's doing in there?
I don't think I want to.
It's true. I'm just... Do I hear that? Like, are they saying this out loud?
Yeah, but they're kind of far away, so it's not like... you can... Okay. It's not really within earshot from inside the crate.
Oh, what, man. I wanted to bump around a little.
You can kind of hear, like, the... you can hear, like, mumbling, but it's not fully audible.
Okay. I feel like at this point I should probably get out of this crate, so I'm gonna go ahead and get out of this crate. Like it's just a normal person. Like, I'm going to open the top and then I'm going to step out of the crate. Do I need to roll for that?
No, you just got to get out of the crate.
I think he needs to roll to see if there he gets was, out of the crate
There was a little bit of silence and I was like, I'm not sure what kind of roll that would be.
you just get out of the crate, you step out. A lot of the ship hands give you very stern looks. Some of them seem kind of sour.
Kind of sorry about
the idea of a stowaway, but at least the captain
did. Okay, I'm going to put 1 foot back in the crate. I'm a little unsure at this point.
Can I send a little bit of wind to knock him over?
What kind of spells do you have?
I have Gust of Wind.
It sounds like exactly what you just described.
It's a bit more powerful used in combat, though. I don't know if you can, like, dumb it down to just knock him over.
Because Gust of Wind is, like...
That's like a genuine fucking spell you're about to use on.
Maybe
this.
I should just not. You
poor
right.
man crawling out of the crate.
Yeah, that would push him like 15 feet.
All right. Well, if he doesn't do that, I'm gonna cast Firebolt on the Tabaxi. I'm just kidding. I'm getting a little more sure about my situation. Go ahead and get out of the crate. Kick it back down the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
Like it never happened. I mean, it's like half a day. People will forget for sure. And I'll just kind of admire the view. How far are we out from the port now?
At this point, you can still see it in the distance, but it's starting to slowly and slowly fade into the fog below.
Okay.
But it's
look at it and kind of admire the word picture.
Yeah, the skies are a bit cloudy today, but that's pretty normal for this area. A few seagulls kind of they fly by. You hear them chirp.
That's nice. I chirp back a little, I guess.
I guess.
I guess. And I want to look around and see if there's any like characters that kind of stand out a little.
The tiefling and the tabaxi definitely are number one. Other than that, everybody else seems basic. There's a woman with her child sitting on a barrel, human. There's two half elves that seem like they're brothers who are chatting on near the actual stern end of the ship. The rest of them seem like basic.
Make a conversation happen with the tiefling.
All right, so you can.
So I'm gonna walk on up to her. It is a her, right?
You don't know.
It is.
I don't know. I don't. Why don't I know?
Not know.
Should I? Is that like a check?
No. That she is a woman.
Perceive gender. Okay, cool. Whew. I guess just a classic. Like, I gotta find my voice again. Hang on.
Are there any seeds nearby?
Any seeds?
What kind of fucking question is this? my back pocket is full of seeds. Hang on, I need to find my voice.
Are there any seeds nearby? Just answer. Like, are there?
No. Maybe down below in the shipping.
Drop the D. We're on one big C. What brings you here?
Oh, I don't know. What brings you here?
Oof. I asked first.
I'm looking for an area called the Great King's Wharf.
Oh, man. Is that where we're going? That's actually where I'm headed too, the area you're looking for. You know, this is really rough because I know my character's supposed to be super charismatic, but this shit's just fucking like not coming out. That's actually, I grew up there.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
And what are you doing out here?
Well, I ran into a few issues, but I would like to know more about you first before I sort of put all of myself out there on a plate. You know, what are you doing going there?
Well, I'm a grave cleric.
What the fuck does that have to do with anything?
well, I figured the Great King's Wharf did situation over there with the. All the crime and death.
You sure you were
skills
going
as a grave cleric.
Yes,
they're quite needed. They're quite needed over there.
What actually do you do as a grave cleric? I'm dying to hear.
I help pass people to the afterlife. Give them a safe passage.
Oh, that's actually pretty cool. Is this your first time doing this, or have you done this a couple times before?
I've never quite left my town.
I understand. I haven't thought they were doing too well. I thought the business was kind of dying. Do I get a chuckle out of you for that, or is your character just like, what the fuck?
My character wants little to do with you. Alright, well, what about you? What are you after?
Well, I'm off to see my brother. Did my voice change? I'm off to see, my brother Silnen.
As he reads his brother's name off a piece.
I've lived with him my entire life, but I don't know if that's how you pronounce it. Silnen.
And what are you plan on doing?
We've got a little routine. Him and I. Dance, I do a little jig. He gives the peddler's coins a diddle. You know, the usual.
I don't quite understand.
Well, I distract people and he steals their money.
Oh. I see.
That sort of thing, it's rough going on the street.
As you say this out loud, a lot of the ship hands and crew members
in a polite way, in a nice way. It's consensual. It's consensual thievery.
I don't quite believe you, but I see where you're coming from.
Always ask.
One of the men kind of near you kind of moves his coin pouch to the other side of his belt.
Jesus Christ.
You should probably keep it down there. Keep things to yourself.
I literally didn't even know I was talking this loud.
Do I hear this? Do I hear this?
Yeah, I mean, you're like, right there. So yeah.
Yeah, I'm like chuckling. Because it's so funny. I'm trying to giggle like really quiet.
I swear to God. All right, I see that clearly this conversation needs to be, I don't know why I'm still in character. I see that this needs to be like obviously aborted. And I'm going to walk over to, What do you look like? Taxi the Tabaxi?
A fucking cat, bro? What?
Well, that's like all I get. You look like a fucking cat. I reached down to give him a pat. Like, what do you actually look like?
Okay. Like, you played Skyrim, right?
Yeah. Like, are you like a stern dude? Like, would I be like apprehensive approaching you? Or are you just like a chill?
I'm very much bigger than you are, but not build-wise. I don't know your build,
so you're
but
just,
I'm not...
You're just tall?
I look like a fucking...
My build, I dumped charisma.
You know, like a... What was it? A CrossFit person? I look like one of those, but a cat.
Oh,
form.
Shit. So you're like pretty fucking fit.
Yeah. But what am I wearing?
Nothing at all.
What did Druids wear?
Nothing at all.
Robing, most likely.
Yeah, I have like a little robe on. So you can only really see my forearms.
And you're carrying a staff
as well,
usually.
Maybe... I'm kind of what?
Usually you carry a staff as well. Druids, you tend to carry a staff.
Okay, so I can only see his forearms and his staff.
That works.
Yeah.
Nice forearms and nicer staff. What's your name?
Did you just walk up and say that to me?
Yes. My name is Brad.
You're like the least charismatic person I've ever seen.
You alright there?
Yes, I'm quite. My name is Brad still.
Did you drink a little in that crate?
No, there was literally nothing in there besides me. What brings you to the Great King's Wharf?
Well, we're not actually there yet, so I don't know.
But what would bring you there? Besides the boat, silly.
You're a funny guy. I like you.
One of the crewmates nearby just lets a really long, drawn-out sigh escape his mouth.
The name's Saxy. Put her there.
Your name's... What the fuck did you... Saxy?
Taxi. The name's Taxi.
Taxi. There was no T. I'm going to reach out and shake... I guess shake your paw.
I have normal hands, bro. Come on.
What the fuck? That's so scary. Are they hairy? I know this
well,
is
yeah,
like kind
he's
of a
covered
weird
in
detail.
Fur.
Nice hairy and or fleshy hands.
He's covered in fur.
Oh, yes. This whole time I imagine we've just been keep the shake going. So what does bring you this way, actually? You still haven't said.
Well, I'm actually looking for somebody.
You are? Who is that you're looking for? I haven't let go of his hand.
I kind of look at him like wide-eyed and nod and say, I'd rather not say.
You'd rather not say I'm looking for Silnan, my brother.
What is going on?
I'm going to the Great King's Wharf to look for Silnan, my brother. We grew up together.
Is he just like you?
He is... No, God, no.
That's good to hear.
Thank goodness.
Could you let go of my hand, please?
You'd rather not say yes, only slightly. You'd rather not say who you're looking for, though? Can I get a little whiff, a little sniff of what you're up to here?
Why are you asking?
I just want to get to know people. It's not too weird. I know I just crawled out of a fucking crate, but... Come on.
Well, how about this? Why were you in that crate?
Why do you... I mean, you could guess. The cat's out of the bag, per se.
You can't make a cat joke like
I can absolutely... Is that racist? Oh, shit. Is that racist? I'm really sorry.
I'm gonna go down and kind of sleep.
And that's cool, but I really would like to know just a little more about you. I hope I'm not coming on too strong here. My strength
is nice
to
meet you, Broad. Is it? It's nice to meet you, Brad.
I go by Brad, and it's great to meet you too, Saxy.
I'm gonna try and walk away and then look at the tiefling with the widest eyes and shake my head.
I notice him look at me, and I take a few steps away to try to avoid this entire situation.
The whole situation. I'm thinking like in the office when Jim looks at the camera, but like. So
do I escape?
To escape. This shit ain't combat, dude. I'm just trying to talk to you.
You head under deck and you find there is a very large open area next to some of the storage where there's just several bedrolls that have been sort of laid out. Some of them are still folded. There's just a very large open space where you can nap if you please.
I'm gonna sit down there and sigh.
Are you going to sleep, or is it just going to be like a cat nap? I don't say that. That's a bad idea.
How did you get down here?
None of that was said. Just don't worry about that. Keep going.
From down below now, you can also hear lots of the other crewmen, the ones who aren't currently up, sort of angling and steering the ship. They're just down. You hear tankards slamming together, them cheering and talking and laughing and drinking it away in the other room.
I'm too scared to go ask for a drink, so I'm just going to go sit down in a corner.
Okay.
On like a little bedroll.
Alright, what are you doing?
Well, that's real sad.
What are you doing, Varissa?
As long as I'm old,
I'm just looking over the deck, keeping to myself, staring out into the ocean.
Edgy, alright.
That is real edgy. Can I go try and, like, I'm gonna try and engage you again. I wonder what'll, like, or are you just super uninterested? Does he seem super uninterested in talking to me?
Does he? Or does she?
I don't know. Oh, shit, right. I forgot. I perceived her gender. Yeah?
It's about a 95% uninterest.
That's a 5, baby! I'm gonna... Wait, I totally forgot what you wanted. My wisdom's super low, so it works out. Did you... Excuse me, I don't think I caught your name.
Oh, the name's Valrissa, and you?
Valrissa, my name is... Shit, not Silnan. That's my brother that I'm looking for. My name is Brad.
Holy fuck, bro.
Okay, you said Alyssa now.
Yes.
Valissa, that's good. I'm
no,
writing
it's,
that
it's
down.
Valrissa.
No,
you can call me,
I am quite
you
sure
can,
I
you
spelled
can call
that
me,
wrong.
You can call me Vale if it makes it easier.
Vaseline. Vale. Oh, that is mysterious. What brings you here?
You already asked this.
Did you tell me? Oh, yes! Wait, I remember. You are a grave cleric, and you are looking for... Oh, shit, dead people?
Yes.
Oh, and that is so wonderful. It was great to meet you. You know, we get along great, and I'd love to chat more later. It is a long boat ride, and I'm not trying to say that to be weird. If you just need someone to talk to, I'm right here.
I will let you know if I need something.
Thank you. I'm sure you will. And I'm gonna go and just kind of head towards downstairs.
All right.
As he's walking away, I facepalm extremely hard.
God. I don't notice.
As you facepalm, one of the a younger man, a blonde-haired sort of small boy. He seems to be helping out the crewmates, kind of walks over to you as well and goes, "Quite the handful, eh?"
Yeah, I'm not sure what to expect from this travels, but it's been quite interesting.
My mom says people like that are disabled, I think she said.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going so well. Okay.
I can say they are, yes.
She said we have to be nice to them, but I think they're a bit stupid.
I'm trying as hard as I can. I don't seem to be getting the message across, but I'm trying.
Well, after that encounter, I'm going to say you guys then spend the rest of the time just kind of relaxing, enjoying yourselves for about the rough 12 hours of sailing.
Thank God.
Saxy and I get real tight.
Please don't call me Saxy.
At this time, Mountain, you have now made it into the Great King's Wharf.
Nice.
Walking in, I mean, even getting close, immediately you can smell not only the salt of the sea, but this underlying rotten smell of, like, carcass. Just like this dead, fishy animal smell. It just kind of sort of takes over the entire city.
It smells like balls.
As you walk in,
it's not even true.
The majority of people you see are very distrusting. Missing teeth, just terrible rashes and dirty grease across the faces, dirty,
ew,
straggly hair. Everybody here looks disease-ridden, unhealthy, not kept in any way.
But besides that, it's pretty nice.
But it's cool other than that.
You trip over a few rats down the streets on your way as well.
Gross.
Couple very, very disease-ridden prostitutes kind of try to move their way towards you a couple of times.
Yeah, we don't do that. We're just gonna
if you're actually trying to effectively describe the most disgusting place, that is really
you're doing pretty good.
You're nailing it.
I live here.
10 out of 10.
You finally make your way to a place that you think is a tavern. A lot of the buildings look the same, you know, molded over cobblestone with, you know, some overgrowth across the windows, rotted wood. But you make your way in. And it's a tavern. There's a few people sitting at tables inside, kind of just, you know, eyes down in their ale, not really paying attention to anybody else around. As you walk in, a female, probably one of the more kept people you've seen out of the entire place you've been already in so far. She seems to be one of the bar maidens. She comes up, nice curly ginger hair, freckles across the cheeks. She's still pretty dirty, but she's definitely more well-kept than the rest of the people. She at least has a full set of teeth.
Oh, nice.
She comes up and she goes, "It's not likely we see your kind around here."
Yeah, I'm just here for a visit.
Were you here for a drink, eat, bedding? We got it all.
Yeah, bring me some ale.
All right, you can sit at any table you'd like, and I'll bring it over.
She's got Scottish.
That fucking dog.
I'm gonna kill that dog, dude. It's fucking distracting me. I'm gonna fuck.
None of that.
I'm gonna fuck your dog.
Chill.
Whoa.
Hey, welcome to episode 1 of our Dungeons and Dragons.
Hey guys,
where we fuck dogs.
Don't
dog
forget
talking.
To smash that like button.
Ooh, don't forget to smash your dog. Let's
whoa, no. Okay. So no. You're at like a 10. I need you to bring it down to like a 2
guys,
or a 3.
I took a bad situation and absolutely escalated it to
so me. You take your seat.
What else is new?
You take your seat. After a minute, she kind of comes by and hands you a tankard of ale. She goes, "We'll keep tab, just pay later."
Sounds good.
You start to enjoy your drink, you know, you're enjoying this sitting down, having a rest. And at this time, in walks a half-elf. But what's more bizarre is what's accompanying him. This small, even shorter than you in height, green, lanky creature, kind of lumbering up behind him. As Sonan, you enter the tavern.
Hey, let's go get a seat, Hiltree. I want to get some ale.
Yes.
Make him talk more. Just like ask him about his life.
So tell me about yourself, Hiltree. We've been around a while, but I never really bothered to think of you, you know? I'm just kidding. Yeah, just go grab a seat. Right. Closest empty seat as possible. Yeah.
All right. The barmaiden, she's used to being around here, so she already knows what you guys want. She already knows your usuals. So she kind of just gives you a nod and starts getting things prepared as you take a seat.
I'm just going to sit there and wait. I'll lean back in my chair. Kind of like take in what's around me, who's around.
Yeah, looking around, you see the sailors, the laborers kind of enjoying their drinks. But then you see in the corner there is a dwarf kind of keeping to himself into his tankard of ale. Nobody you've ever seen around before, definitely. It's very rare you even see dwarves in this area.
Gotcha. So I'm glancing over at him, kind of giving him an eye, you know?
All right, I see him glancing over at me, and I just whisper to myself, is he trying to fuck?
Fuck, he's on to me.
I just kind of give him a weird look, and then I look back down.
Right. Barmaiden comes by. She hands you guys your drink. She goes, anything else for you tonight?
I'm okay, thank you. All right. And I'm going to grab my drink and approach the table that this dwarf is sitting at.
Okay.
I see him approaching Hiltree. I look at him and I say, hey, buddy, we don't swing that way.
Hiltree lumbers up behind you as well, following.
I don't know what you're talking about, I promise. But, you fancy yourself a gambling man?
On occasion. Uh-huh. What do you ask?
Well, how would you feel about a game of dice?
All right.
I pull up a seat. I kind of sit down, one arm on the table, assuming a power stance, need to assert dominance here.
Hiltree just on the floor.
I'm like as tall as the little dude. Like, why do you got to assert dominance already?
Listen. You ever played craps before?
Yeah, I've taken a crap before.
I mean, I'd hope so, but this is something completely different.
No, I haven't.
Well, how about I teach you? We'll play a quick practice game before we get into it.
Game.
Okay.
So I pull out some dice, and yeah.
Is Hiltree cute?
No.
God, no.
No, God, no.
Well, maybe to some of us.
Now you get a closer, now that Mountain gets a closer look at this goblinoid, you can tell at this distance out it is for sure a goblin. Very lanky, malnourished. Underneath the cloak, you can see around the top right of the head, there's this large bulge of sort of growth coming out. It's very pussy and sort of almost seems to be leaking down the side of the face. And the way it kind of contorts the skin and muscles around it actually pulls his right eye up at an angle more towards it as well. And you can see pus sort of almost invading the whites of his eye as well.
You might want to get that checked out.
don't worry about him. He's always been this way.
And as this happens, he kind of coughs out a bunch of black mold across the side of the booth.
Oh my god!
Yeah. I forgot I left something outside. I'm just gonna I just get up and start walking away.
Nice fucking wingman, dude.
I look over at Hiltree like, God damn it, you ruined it.
Fuck.
I'm just gonna down my ale. I'm like, great, okay, well.
I mean, he did just spit up black death at me. I'm not really going to stick around.
That's fair, I guess.
Oh, shit. We all hate each other. What now?
Yeah, no. No, it's okay, Slime. We're brothers. We can't hate each other.
I was going to say, I think autism runs in that family.
I'm sure I was.
Wow.
Oh, no.
I really do.
That's so rude. Right. I don't think I was doing anything that retarded.
At this time, you begin to hear down towards the actual harbor of the city, you begin to hear the ringing bell of a ship entering port. At this time, Valrissa, Broad, and Taxi, you guys do arrive now in port. It has been about half a day, 12-hour travel. Definitely urge your sea legs as you...
Definitely enough to get real tight. Is this even the voice I was using?
Yeah, basically.
Okay, good.
After you guys get onto land, you definitely feel the sea legs. Your legs are kind of numb, a little bit tingly, kind of hard to balance. But you get back used to it. It's not detrimental.
I don't feel so good.
Are we close together, or are we getting off at separate times?
Everybody disembarks off the ship about the same time.
Oh, okay.
Everybody on boards.
How does it smell here?
Terrible. You can even see in the distance a few across the beaches below the docks. There are several carcasses of dead whales that have been gutted and rotted open.
Yikes, that's home.
The bones themselves have dried into the sort of blackish tar color.
I'm holding my nose and trying not to throw up.
As you are, a sailor walks by missing several teeth, and his jaw even seems broken as it's kind of twisted the wrong direction. He slaps in the back and goes, "You get used to it."
Yeah, right. I'm sure.
I'm gonna go ahead and talk to Taxi. Taxi, what do you think of the place?
The name's Taxi.
Bum. You have your nose pinched. I can't tell what you're saying.
You don't smell this.
It's really bad. When you live with it for actually your entire life, you do get used to it, though.
You born here?
Yeah, you start to do,
What's wrong with you?
Oh, well, I didn't really choose, actually, where I was born. I had to roll for it. But I don't say that.
Brad,
yes,
come
that
here.
Is me. I do prefer to go by Brad. I use your real name. I would please suggest that you use mine,
Brad,
too. It is very, very disrespectful, Saxy.
All right. You call me Saxy, and I'll call you Brad.
I don't understand where you're coming from at all. But it does smell real bad.
You said you were born here, right?
Yes.
Look, can you do me a favor?
Absolutely, depending.
Can you take me to the most popular, if there is one, place here?
Yes. I don't know. Hang on. What the fuck? Okay, wait. I take him to the most... What's the most popular place?
Most populated area?
I think you asked for popular, right?
Yeah.
What do you mean by popular? Do you mean like the place has the most people in it currently? Or...
What do you mean by popular? Oh, yes.
That would probably be near the King's Castle. There are a few less squabble places near the castle where there are a few taverns and a few museums and some like sort of dining in areas that people who aren't poor tend to go to.
Okay.
That's for popular.
Are you looking?
If you're looking for the majority of people, they're probably going to be down here at the harbor. Mostly because the most of this city is laborers and sailors.
Yes, and everything you just said also came out of my mouth. So where would you like to go?
Well, you see, I'm looking for somebody, and I need maybe somewhere...
You were just as vague about it on the boat. Somewhere populated, yes?
Well,
that's literally
sure.
What you just said. How are you unsure? Vale, can you get over here? We have a very confused cat. Saxy is having a hard time.
I pretend not to hear him.
Oh, but you did. Come.
I sadly make my way over there.
At this point,
there's
by the way,
people.
At this point, Cillian, you make your way. You now spot your brother down the road. Now seeing the harbor in the distance, you can actually make out your brother.
Do I see him as well, or no?
In the crowd, probably not, as you're currently in conversation with...
Oh, okay.
Taxi the Tabaxi.
Do I see...
Come,
do
let's
see
go to where
it's... Taxi and Melrissa's, like, expressions as Brad's talking?
What is our relationship? But, like, do you think there's absolutely nothing aloof about me at all? Like, I'm just a normal person to you?
I have no fucking clue.
But, I mean, this is your first time seeing your brother in, like, a year as well. And you didn't even know he was coming back.
Listen, Brad.
Surprise. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to approach while
I need to go somewhere.
Yeah, we did.
Well, there's a lot of people. Can you please help me?
So you want a lot of people, and Vale wants a lot of dead people. Really, I don't see a real ground for compromise here.
I don't know who Vale is.
Vale is the... Shit, I forgot. She's right here, and she's really into dead guys. I think she helps them out, even though, you know... Correct me if any about that was wrong. I don't think so.
We'll go ahead and say that was right. Oh, nice right. to meet you. The name's
Vale.
Valerissa. Yes. You can call me.
My name's Saxy. Put her there.
Fucking did it again. Yes, this is Saxy.
I awkwardly reach my hand out.
Good.
And place it.
In the distance.
Now that I know who Vale is.
In the distance.
On his,
in the distance, you hear a very, very wet... As Hiltry also coughs a bit more blood.
What the fuck?
So gross.
I very, very quickly pull my hand away, thinking it was Taxi who made the noise.
Was it me?
What was it then?
Fuck. Brad.
I look around. Silnin! This is my brother. I've told you all about him. Here, come meet my friends. This is Vale and this is Saxy.
You say friends?
Yes.
It's a pleasure to meet you. I reach my hand.
I don't know if we're quite friends, but hello.
Well,
I reach my hand out to shake their hands, you know.
I just kind of look at his hand and then look back up at him.
My god. Vale is into dead people, and I think I'm absolutely killing it right now. I'm going to nudge Saxy a little.
The name's Taxi.
I'm going to nudge.
Stop calling me Saxy.
I'm doing it out of character, too. Shit. And they are... So one of them is looking for dead dudes, and the other one is looking for a populated place. Silnin, by the way, great to see you. I really forgot to say anything to you, even though we haven't seen each other for a year. How are you doing?
I'm well.
Are you doing well?
How can anybody do well in this place?
Jesus fucking Christ, I don't remember you being so eccentric.
Well, fuck me neither.
What the fuck happened in Crescent Guard?
I'm not really sure, actually. What was I like? Please remind me so I can get better in character.
Can I check? Can I check to see if he's on drugs? I don't know if I have that.
Can you do a perception check to see if I'm fucking coked up?
Make a medicine check.
I dropped my dice.
Nice.
It landed on 18 plus 2, still 20.
20?
Alright, DM, how are my pupils looking?
Are you on drugs?
No, this is unfortunately just me.
He looks sober.
I'm so sorry, Silnin.
It's very nice to meet you,
but I need to...
It's quite alright.
I need to get somewhere where there might be a lot of people. Can you help me?
We've been super over this.
I mean, yeah, we can go out by the castle. A lot of people around there, usually.
Great, that would really, really help me out.
What did you say you're looking for? Maybe because you kind of can't stand me, you would tell my brother, Silnin.
Actually, as ironic as it is, I'm looking for someone who looks like Vale.
Are you fucking kidding me? You tell him and not me. Okay. Well, she's right here.
No. Brad, not Veal. I'm looking for somebody who looks like her.
Someone that looks like Veal. Veal, who looks like you?
I'm not quite sure what you mean by that.
Look in a fucking mirror. I don't understand how to elaborate.
You can see me better than I can right now.
Oh, God.
She's got a point.
Yeah, it just felt a little existential for some reason. I don't really know why.
Do you know what existential means?
No, I'm real fucking dumb.
Oh my god.
Well, we should absolutely go to buy the castle. What is it? Does it have a name?
No,
the place we're going.
The castle?
No, I'll just be able to find it myself.
No, really. Trust me. I've lived here. My brother has lived here. We've lived here together for our entire lives. Oh, we know the way.
So may I ask why I'm still talking to all of you?
No, come with us.
I mean...
I don't...
Silnin, she seems rad. She was looking out the boat, and she looked so cool.
I mean...
Do you remember that?
I believe you, I guess.
Yes. Also, I didn't quite catch your name. Brother...
Brad!
No, the not you.
Talk shit at Tabaxi, put her there!
Oh, yes, me, Brad!
Not you, the other guy.
Oh, Saxy?
No.
I'm Silman. Oh, nice
Silman,
to meet you.
Hello. You are the brother of this Brad character.
Kind of look over him like, yep.
Yeah.
I'm staying as far away from all of you as possible.
You seem very different than him. Are you sure you're brothers?
We're like the same person, two different bodies. What the fuck is that, by the way, coughing up a black bile? How have we not addressed the elephant in the room?
Kinda,
he looks adorable.
He kind of looks up at you and kind of wipes his mouth and goes, goblin.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I kneel down and kind of squint my eyes at the goblin.
I wouldn't get too close,
what,
though.
An unnatural creature?
I'm fucking deck ya.
I stand back up as quickly as I can and actually jump back.
Holy shit.
Back towards Veal.
Yeah,
don't go near that thing.
He's pretty standoffish. Someone get
too
close.
Oh, that was hot.
Are you alright, Brad?
Listen, given you know my circumstances.
I mean...
better than anyone. And you know, because of the consequences, I am super into goblins. It's not really something I can help.
Right,
he does seem to be, gross. Let's go.
What?
Okay, I start
leading the way. Can we make our way to the, yeah.
Yeah, I start, hey, let's get going. And yeah, we head to the castle.
Right.
I start following, having no idea why I'm following.
I'm walking next to Veal, and I'm just looking at the goblin in absolute disgust and like frightened fear. Just constantly eyes on the goblin. While we walk.
I just love the noises.
I know you think I'm real gross, but this guy's a doozy, ain't he?
Alright.
Different kind of nasty.
I want to get out of here as quickly as possible.
So, never mind.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask where the, what's the name of the character that, Silnan met in the tavern? Is he just kind of off right now?
Yeah, Mountain? Mountain.
Yeah. Mountain's just bowling.
Yeah, he's a bowling, man. Right? He ditched because right, of my fucking goblin.
That's what I said, Mountain's staying very far away from you and your brother.
That's very fair.
I just wanted to play some gambling, man.
Trying not to get
some crabs.
Okay, do I have a picture of the person I'm looking for?
You do not have a picture of her, no. But you do very vividly know what she looks like.
Alright. I'm walking next to Veal. As we're on our way, I'm gonna nudge her and ask her a question. Hey, Veal?
It's Veal.
Vel?
Yes.
Like Veal, like, or Vel?
I'm not a baby cow. It's Vel.
Oh, I've been pronouncing it wrong the whole time. Saxy, why didn't you tell me so?
Wait. I don't think you're able to hear us. I'm trying to talk quietly.
Okay, never mind.
But yes, what do you want?
Are you crying?
The ambient really gets me.
Vel, okay. I'm looking for somebody. I don't know if you're going to know her. She's a tiefling like you. And, well, her name's Orianna. Do you know her?
Well, I can tell you I don't really know anyone from here. I've
she's not gone out much.
She's
supposed to be here somewhere. And I figured since you were coming here too, maybe you've met her.
Can
are
I
you
roll
saying,
perception to hear any of this?
Are you saying that because I'm a tiefling, I would know where other tieflings are?
That's super racist, bro.
No. Sorry. Never mind. Forget I asked.
Oh, it's alright.
Did I hear any of that? Need to know.
Oh, they're speaking pretty quietly and they're keeping back, so probably not unless you're really paying attention for it.
Okay. Silman, this gives us time to catch up. Everyone just dreads talking to me. I feel like I need to fix this. I heard him just go quiet, and I was like, "Oh, fuck,
I was like, oh no."
Well, you know,
maybe now you've got to deal with me.
I think you're just a little bit too eccentric.
I feel like I feel so too.
Maybe like, my alignment will shift overnight. We'll see. I think.
You've been going at it for an hour. You might as well just stick with it, brother.
Sildan, how have you been in the year that I've been gone?
I mean, nothing ever changes around these parts, you know?
Yes.
Same people in and out, always. What happened over wherever the hell you were?
Oh, fuck, it was real awkward. Listen, all you need to know is if you ever see just a cow, give me a heads up. If you ever hear something like a cow, cover my ears.
Moo.
Ah, fuck!
Can I hear...
Oh, shit.
Can I hear Brad at all times because of how loud he is?
He's pretty loud.
Am I super loud? Is that my thing?
I kind of give...
Listen, that shit really fucks with me, dude.
I give Hilltree the stink eye. Kind of like, don't do that shit.
Fuck.
No, I have real beef with that. Ha, please don't ever do it again. No, seriously.
Right.
It was tough. I came to terms with my issues, and then I felt comfortable coming back.
Gonna make a mental note that he's afraid of cows.
Please do not do that.
I mean, sounds like you had an interesting time.
It was really interesting, but I would like everyone to forget that I ever said that.
I mean,
that would be great. By the way, where the fuck did this thing come from?
Oh,
your little goblin.
Me mom.
Oh, that's a pretty good one for a little gross stinker like yourself.
What?
Where? No, but for real, what the fuck? Where did it come from?
Oh yeah, I found this guy. He was being eaten alive by some rats, and I chased him off. And
now you're cool?
And now he won't stop following me, to be honest.
Oh, well, is he useful?
I mean, kinda.
Oh.
I mean, I was trying to get some guy this morning with some dice, and he scared him off.
Well, that doesn't actually... That seems like the opposite of
useful.
Yeah,
no, you know, it's... kinda sucks.
What is his name?
Hilltree,
you little squire. What do you do? What's your gig, dog?
Breathe.
You breathe?
Aye.
We all do. That's very good.
Fuck.
Oh, shit. Wow.
Yeah, he's quite the character.
I guess, no, he's really growing on me like a tumor growing on the head of a fucking goblin.
Jesus Christ.
I like him a lot more than I thought I would. So, no, just carry on. Anything else besides this character popping up?
Nope.
Well, that's good. It's been a long time. I'm gonna go for the hug.
Boy. Oh, we're going for the hug.
I'm going for the hug.
We go for
the hug. Oh, we almost hug happens. There.
Wait, do you return the hug?
Yes.
Oh, yes, good.
It's brotherly love. I can't see
it. It's brotherly love.
Well, this is quite lovely.
This is. Hey, would you like to join in?
Oh, we almost there.
Unfortunately, I would not.
I feel like I should know this, and I don't know.
No.
Are we almost there?
No.
No, we are not almost there, says the little goblin. So I assume he's correct. Sorry.
Oh my god.
How are you two holding up back there?
Just fine, thank you.
Doing just great.
Just fine. Well, that's... I mean...
I might die by the time I get there, but...
You might die!
Val might actually be able to help me out with that.
Oh, that's... Wait, what the fuck? Oh, yes, I remember. That's cute. That's a good one. I think it's a joke, but like, should I fear for your life right now?
I don't think you have
You're
to
fine.
Worry.
I'm alright.
Okay, he's okay. Well, let me know if you need anything. A drink, some food. I have none of it, but just let me know.
Fresh air, can you produce that?
Fresh air. Oh, breathe. actually, wait, it sucks here. No, I can't.
That's the point, brother.
Wait. I have...
I can.
I have the cantrip prestigitation.
I'm sorry, what? You can produce fresh air?
Oi.
Let me see it.
Well, damn.
God damn it.
Oh, I called him a little stinker earlier, really living up to the name. I have a spell. I have a spell, prestigitation. I could try and cast it and see if that works. Does that work?
For air,
can I,
no.
Like, make a for air?
Oh, damn.
Wait. Harmless sensory effect. I would like, can I Febreze it up a little in here?
You can make, yeah, you can do, like, stuff like that, but it's not really going to change the scent.
Okay, never mind.
Never mind, okay.
Wait, I feel like that would totally...
You could make a small scent happen, but it's going to be overwhelmed pretty quickly by the absolute stench of the city.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. All right.
Are there any seeds nearby?
Let me put my finger kind of near your nose, and I can like, make it a little better for maybe a second. Just inhale real hard and stop when I say stop.
No.
Okay? I didn't think it was possible, but...
No, right now! Kapow! I know, I'm prestigitating a little puff of... That doesn't sound good. Never mind. I'm gonna try and make it smell a little better for just a second with prestigitation.
Yeah, sure. What do you want it to smell like?
Nicer. I guess if I had to choose this... Actually, I'll ask. Saxy, what is your favorite scent? I know we just met, but please. It's only weird if you think about it too hard.
Brad.
Yes.
Can you hear me right now?
Yes, absolutely. Why would I not be able to?
All right. The name is Taxi.
The name is Saxy. I heard you the first time. Please, do you have a favorite smell?
You know, I like the smell of milk.
Of milk? Oh, okay.
Fresh.
Could you remind me? Okay, fresh milk. Oh, fuck, wait, milk comes from cows! But that's okay. It's kind of like an indirect link, so I guess I'm cool with that. I'm gonna
try.
I'm gonna guess.
I can get you fresh milk right now!
No, I don't like that. You stop. I'm gonna go ahead and just run ahead to Silnan.
I scared him off, didn't it?
Yeah, that really did.
Just a bit.
I'm out of there, dude. I'm out with someone again.
I started laughing.
Oh fuck.
Alright, well, after a few moments of walking afterwards, you guys do start to make it up into the upper district. People here, while they dress a little more posh, they're not that much more kept than the rest of them. Still a few missing teeth here and there. They just have wigs and, you know, a bit nicer clothing. But they themselves still look pretty disease-ridden, pretty gross. But they try to act like they're much better. Move around the area. It's a bit more populated. There is a few tavern, a few places to eat, a general store... a few market stalls as well, leading up a long sort of bricked path that leads to the castle.
Hey, Silnan.
Aye.
Should you come here real quick?
I kind of hold back and start walking along.
Hiltree limps along.
I also limp along.
You guys wouldn't happen to know a person that knows everything, would you?
That's super
a person that knows everything.
You know what I'm talking about.
I am probably the opposite of the person you're looking for.
Someone goblin.
Not me.
Huh.
I know everything.
That doesn't help us. Wait, you know everything.
Right.
You found him.
Do you know every person that lives here?
Aye.
Alright, I'm gonna bend down, look at him in his eye, and I'm gonna whisper. Do you know somebody named Orion?
Fuck, don't rightly know.
I just kinda, like, tilt my head back and sigh.
He sighs too. That's what that was.
Okay, I was trying to listen to that one, so can I, like, perception check that?
Yeah, you can hear that one. That one's pretty.
He's a
near.
Pretty okay. Sneaky dude.
Okay, so, like, I heard him saying he's looking for an Oriana.
Aye.
Okay.
Silnin, did you overhear anything?
What?
Did you? Okay, it's gonna be like that. Okay.
Why are you asking me that?
Well, I was just curious, and he didn't seem like he wanted to tell me, and so I was kind of hoping that through you, you're a little sneaky, that I could learn.
I mean, he's looking for an Oriana.
Oh, Oriana! No, don't. No,
yeah,
no, no.
I suppose I know an Oriana, right?
No, you don't.
Yeah, okay.
I just walk back to...
I speak up, so I'm like, so you're looking for an Oriana, eh?
I might be.
Ah.
Do you know anyone around here?
No.
You're no help, are you?
This has led absolutely nowhere.
Well, I mean, I don't rightly know what you're looking for, really. It's a pretty big city.
Yeah, fuck. Well, ask the goblin again. Maybe he'll fart at you.
Nah, I don't need to.
Oh, God.
Oh, wait.
Oh, that's good. Thank you.
Right.
Right.
I
are
kinda
you all
like,
out?
I know that I said anything.
I lean towards Bran, like, how are you into these things?
How am I into I have no choice. Oh, I didn't even realize that. I'm going to take a big whiff of that one. That was good. And that's never going to happen again because that will ruin every situation we're in.
Oh, no.
But, you know, I don't really have a choice.
I know, but, like...
It's like the cow thing. Listen, okay, it's not a choice. Please respect the
respect
situation
it, but
I'm
like,
don't king shame, please.
Why do you respect it? It's so gross.
Yeah, okay, you're right.
No, why would you say that? I'm your brother.
Oh, I'm getting mixed signals here.
No, you absolutely should be. Listen, every part of me doesn't want to be into goblins, but every part of me super is. Also, are we almost there, Sylvan?
Yeah, you guys are on the road right now to the castle.
So
you're
kind of person
so
is this Oriana.
You're currently in the area where it would be more populated right now. There's several buildings nearby. There's taverns. There are places to eat. There's a small brig nearby. Jail cells. A few guards around there.
Sildin, what do you think we have a go at the good old routine, just for old time's sake?
I mean, it's been a while, why not?
It has been a while. It would really be a great way to start this, huh?
Absolutely.
Can I help?
Right, pick out... Wow, probably not. Pick out someone... Pick out whoever you think would be a good call for this.
I'd like to look around for a good mark.
Nearby, there is... Mostly humans. There's a couple half-elves nearby, all of them more posh. One of them, very young lad, seems to be on his way to one of the market stalls at the moment, holding a coin purse in his hand.
Oh god, did we do this to children? Okay.
I mean, all's fair.
I mean, you know, to be honest, I'm not sure I'm feeling like this right now. Maybe like someone a little older, but like it's not literally stealing candy from a child.
Wait, did they just stop all of us in the middle of the road to do this?
No, guys, you'll love to see this. We're about to steal something from a fucking infant. It's gonna be super rad.
Oh, right, you stand behind him, I'll shank him.
No, that's not good.
I'm sorry, but I actually do not want any part of this.
We don't fail. Is that? Are you into that? I don't really
know.
I
prefer to stay away. I'm
okay,
going to walk away now.
Listen, none of us are
about to leave.
None of us are about that. Let's pick a better target. No, we have to impress them.
I put both my hands on my head. I'm like, Jesus Christ, this is a mess.
Listen, if you can't help me, I'm going to split off and find her myself.
No, we can help you. You just need to watch my fucking magic trick.
Magic trick?
Yeah, it's real cool.
I'd really prefer not to watch a magic trick.
Who fucking cares about magic?
My god, we've built it up so much here. And
at this point, people are starting to look.
Okay, we should probably not do this anymore. Let's just go ahead.
Why am I still here?
I really don't,
know. What even brings you?
I've started to ask myself the same thing, though.
You can go with a goblin, and he can shank people, and you can do your cleric thing. Is that kind of what you do? Oh, see, one of you likes it.
If it makes you stop talking, then yes, that's what I do.
Oh, God, please don't. That's really awful.
Fuck.
Just like how close are we at this point to the
I think we're there.
Yeah, you guys are basically there.
This is the popular
part. Yeah, this is the popular
part. Have we just been standing in the square doing this? Oh god.
Cassie, you see anybody who looks like the person you're looking for here?
Yeah, Vel. I already said that. She looks
god,
just like Vel.
God,
she's
you're
a
just
tiefling,
like me.
Is what you're saying?
Exactly.
You never told me that.
That was like some.
I didn't want to, but I guess I have to.
Paul, I don't know how I'm supposed to look for a person who I don't know what they look like.
Well, I see a tiefling here. She's the only tiefling around. So if you see a second one, let me know.
Listen,
until
guys,
then,
I'll. Why don't we
I'd
just
really
take
like
a look
to get
out
somewhere where someone might
just
know?
Why don't we just check around?
Aye.
I'd like to go and try to do it. Oh. Yes.
I've seen one.
Oh, shit. Okay.
You've seen a tiefling.
Oi. Dead, but seen
other,
them.
Other than Vel, to be clear.
Oi. They were dead, but I seen them.
Dead? Dead?
Oi.
I'm sure it wasn't the
Goblin,
one
you're
looking for.
Goblin, if you're fucking with me right now, it would be grave consequences.
No. I seen him while I was robbing graves.
Alright. Can you take me there?
Oi.
Like now?
Yeah. For a copper.
How much money do I have?
A copper's not a lot, is it?
Wait,
yeah,
wait.
No, like,
yeah, it's literally, you know, it's literally nothing.
I'll give him one.
Here, have literally nothing.
I'll right flick it, like, I'll make it appear out of nothing and then flick it.
Could you do a check for that and just miss?
He doesn't even catch it. It just hits him across the chest and falls on the ground. He just goes.
And I look at Brad and say, that's a magic trick.
That's, it wasn't that cool.
Neither is stealing from people.
Well, we didn't.
Yeah, what you're talking about. We didn't.
It's true.
We never stole all from right anybody.
All right.
Goblin, please lead the way.
Right this way. And he starts kind of like limping back towards the squabble area of town.
I'm going to follow this goblin. I don't know what you guys are doing.
What's everybody else doing?
I sigh. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, I feel like just following them is the best call.
I mean,
Vale, listen, are you cool with this? I don't even remember what you came here to do, to be honest.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm not sure why I was dragged with you guys to begin with anyways.
Well, you might as well keep it going. I think we've really got a good thing going here.
Yes, fair enough. I will stay
no
with you guys.
Okay, sure.
At this point, also, you guys pass by Mountain again.
I look over, I'm like, oh. Just see his coin purse. Could have had that.
Silman, yes. I think this is the perfect target for our charade.
And since you're talking loud, I can hear you. So,
I could be. I'm gonna look in the opposite direction. I could be talking about anyone.
I'm just looking at you, just glancing like straight up at you.
Well,
I just kind of like I know that you would recognize me, so I kind of just like hide my face.
And then Hiltree stops for a second. He goes, "Mate, I have to shite." And he kind of like limps
just limps
into a back alley nearby.
Oh, I actually honestly expected him to just do it right there.
Nah. He being me kind of fucked up. But
who do you think I am?
Well.
You know what, Goblin? I respect that. I do.
He's a civilized goblin, I'll have you know.
He almost spit on me.
Hey, listen, he can't help his tics.
Sick.
Wait, is that Mountain saying that? He almost spit
on
him?
No, that was just me saying that, but that's true. Oh. He did almost spit on him.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm like, are you just ignoring us?
Well, like, you like, guys are just walking past me, so I'm.
Yeah, I mean, we could mark you, but, like, that'd be silly.
Do we try to steal from Mountain, our good buddy Bisley?
I feel like it's a really great idea.
I'm really trying to get somewhere
listen,
right now.
Listen, the goblin's taking a shite.
That's
what I can.
We listen. Yes, exactly. Party break. Come on.
I whisper to Brad.
How long
but I'm not
does it take
here.
For a goblin to shit?
I'm not walking all the way to the wealthy district without coming back with some money.
This is very fair. Listen, you big man, and I'm gonna give a wink to Silman and kind of signal him in our age old way.
I'm gonna face the other direction and
go around.
I look at him like,
listen,
oh god,
hey,
not that
yes.
again, but I go with it anyway, I guess.
Wait, are you guys talking to me?
Yeah, they're talking to you.
Oh, I'm talking.
He's
to
going
you,
for you,
yes.
Bisley.
Hey, you're that guy from the tavern, aren't
hey.
You?
Hey. No, actually, I've never met you in my life.
Wait, does he see me? Because I'm trying to, like, sneak around him.
Oh, are you sneaking?
Yeah, like...
Okay.
Make a stealth check.
That is a... That is a 11.
An 11?
Can I do something really
make
fast?
A perception check, Mountain.
Okay.
And is he being distracted by Slime or by Brad?
Okay, wait. No, wait. Genuine question that, like, helps this situation. Can I... I have a cantrip called Guidance, where I touch a creature and they roll a d4 and add it to an ability check.
That has to be well before, though. That has to be before he makes the
gotcha,
check.
Gotcha, so too late now.
Yeah.
Yo, Narwhal.
Okay. So roll a d... Zach, roll a d20, then add your perception modifier, which I think for you is 1.
17.
Damn.
17, okay, yeah, you see him.
I
listen,
definitely see
sir,
him.
What is your name?
I go by Mountain.
You go by Mountain. I go by Brad. It's nice to meet you.
Wish I could say the same.
Oh, yes. I do too. Please. Trust me. On everything. I'm going... Listen, what I have here in my hand is the most remarkable thing you've ever seen.
Okay.
What do you think would be the coolest thing for me to have in my hand right now?
Candy?
Candy? Oh, wow, what kind? Do you have a favorite? Also, are you a fucking child?
Are you saying that because I'm small?
That was not in character, but if we're gonna roll with it, no, it's just because you kind of wanted candy. Listen, just tell me what kind of candy you'd like.
What kind of candy did they have here? Just, is there a specific kind of candy in here? You know what, fucking Snickers. Give me a Snickers.
A Snickers, wow, they have Snickers in D&D.
Yes, they
okay,
do.
Okay, that's
it's
real
called,
cool. I'm going to...
Snockers, okay?
It's called Snockers.
Okay, it's called
copyright, everybody.
Snockers.
It's called Snockers.
I'm going to hold my hands behind my back and say,
all right.
What's the Snockers? You're not you when you're hungry. And then I'm going to show my hands back in front of me, and in them I have prestigitated a... What is it? Snockers?
Like,
all right.
A slightly off-brand Snockers bar.
All right, Brad, I'll play your game. But I have one question.
This is not a game. This is a Snockers.
I have just one question.
If you wanted a game, you just needed to ask. But this is what you're stuck with. What is your question?
Is that your brother trying to sneak around behind me?
I literally don't know what you're talking about.
He's...
And I don't even know how you would know that I have a brother.
I saw you both in the tavern, and he's
no,
right there.
I was not even there. This is me in character telling you that these events never unfolded, and this is a hella tasty looking Snockers in my hand.
Okay. All right.
Listen.
All right.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to wave it around real fast, and you have to try and grab it.
Okay.
No, that's
and, okay.
just cruel.
No, but he wants it, and it's free if you catch it.
All right, go ahead. Wave that Snockers
at him. He can't even reach.
Okay, hey, wait, how is Silman doing right now on getting around him?
Not well, because he sees him.
Yeah, I see
okay,
him. He's right
him.
There.
No, listen. You're looking away from me. The Snockers moves when you look away. You don't understand. Look at the Snockers. Look at me. Come.
Make a deception check.
All right.
That's a very... Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, I got a 16 plus...
Oh.
Six.
Oh, fuck.
Okay,
so yeah, a 22.
Shit out of me.
Yeah, yeah.
You
believe him.
You know, normally I wouldn't fall for these tricks, but I'm
what's
hungry.
What trick? And you know what? You're not you when you're hungry. Snockers.
You're not wrong.
I know I'm not. Just come grab it.
I just start reaching up for it, like, jumping.
Yeah, and
up
he's
and down.
He's real short, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably like 4'8".
I'm just jumping up and down, like, trying to grab it.
Oh my god.
At this time, make a sleight of hand check.
Me?
No.
It's a 23.
Yeah, you okay.
Oh god.
You snatch his coin purse.
Hell yeah, brother.
I nudge Valrissa. Did they really just pull that off?
I'm not quite sure. I really wasn't paying attention.
At this point, Hiltree limps back out of the back of the alley and goes, "Ah, short done."
All right, let's get going.
All right.
Thank you for playing. You've been snocked, and the snockers is just kind of evaporate. It would be really cool if I had one, though. I have to say, it was nice to meet you. I've already forgotten your name.
I would like to just like disappear into the crowd and head back towards my taxi as well. He's finishing up here.
Listen, I do have to go, but that was a good time, and I would love to hang out later.
Do I know that they stole from me?
Your coin purse is gone.
Do I know that though?
Yes.
Oh, I know that they stole. Like, I'm very aware that they just stole from me, but I let them do it anyway.
Well, you're not aware until afterwards, but you kind of look down and realize your coin
so
purse.
So I'm just
going to
go ahead
there.
And like follow them after I realize.
Okay.
Yeah, just kind of tail from behind. See where you're going.
Are we cool though? It was kind of a cool trick. What did you say your name was again, by the way?
Me?
Yes.
Oh, you don't know, like, I'm trying to like sneakily follow you to see.
No,
where
no,
you're
he's,
oh, no, I
he's
know,
still talking
I know.
To you,
this
like,
is
on right now.
Oh,
shit!
Okay.
I'm sorry. I got stuck in that voice. I'm not gonna lie. Okay. So it's a real issue.
Yeah.
You said what your name was to me, right?
Yeah, Mountain.
Mountain.
Like a mountain.
Okay, cool. I don't think I'm gonna butcher that one because I think I heard that right.
Column Hill.
Column Hill. We have hill trees. Mm-hmm. Let's call them like plateau.
Plateau.
Plateau rock. I don't know.
Did you say fountain?
No.
Oh god, it's rubbing off.
No.
Okay.
No fountains here.
I guess we're just gonna go ahead and we're gonna have this dwarf following us.
Yeah, I mean.
Wait, do they know that I'm following them?
Make a stealth check.
Okay, and that is a.
What kind of armor do you have?
That's a dex.
Okay.
What kind of? Oh, you have chain. Yeah. Make a stealth check with disadvantage, Zach.
Okay.
Oh yeah, that's right. You have chainmail.
Oh god.
18.
I'm clunking along.
Was the roll?
Nah. Well, make another roll and pick the lower number. Because you have heavy armor.
I made
armor
another
on.
Roll and I got 19.
Damn.
Well, okay.
This is one stealthy man in a fucking chainmail armor.
One stealth boy.
One stealthy
Wait, can
little
I make
boy.
Perception?
Well,
nah,
what's the total? What's your total stealth? Because you have a +2 to stealth, I believe, right? Yeah.
Where the fuck is stealth? Yeah, +2.
So it makes it a 20.
Yeah.
So.
My perception would be 21. What's up?
Yeah, I don't think we're perceiving though.
Yeah, hold on. Let's check. Let me see if anybody.
I got those cat-like reflexes, bro.
Yeah. Let me check.
You can't just do everything.
Well, I'm checking because we're checking your guys' passive perception. I don't think anybody has a passive perception high enough to just perceive that unless you're like actually looking.
I have a passive 7. I don't know if that's bad or good.
That's pretty bad. But you know,
yeah,
it's
I would
okay.
assume I have a -3 in wisdom.
No, I wouldn't because I have a 14 for passive perception.
Yeah, so you guys don't have a high enough to really notice. So yeah, you managed to kind of tail him from behind.
Nice.
It's not much longer until he Hiltree kind of dips into another back alley. You guys follow him. Eventually it cuts into an actual dirt path and he starts to kind of lead you through what seems to be kind of the woods behind a cemetery. You can kind of see the gravestones in the distance, but he's kind of walking you guys around the gate, like around the actual fence line of it. After a while you get down to a point where there's a small sort of rickety wooden staircase that leads into a small room where there are
several dead bodies that have been draped over with curtains. It's very, very cold down here as well, the temperature. And he goes, yeah.
Where is here?
Dead place?
Good. Can you show me which, can you lead me to where the tiefling was?
She was here.
And he walks over to one of the empty tables and kind of racks his finger on it and goes,
on this one.
The empty one?
Aye.
So, what you're telling me is she's not here anymore?
No, she was.
Or the tiefling?
Dead.
So, if she's not here now, where would she go?
He kind of looks...
if she was dead?
Dead. In the fucking ground? I don't know.
Alright, where did it... Do they bury nearby?
Aye.
Yeah. Does every dead person here get a gravestone?
No.
This is really fucking terrible, isn't it, then?
This is really bad. Does anyone have anything to track people? Like, can anyone follow people really well? It's just a coincidence that I'm saying that, though. Like, I didn't really mean for that. Like, does anyone have the ability to see where the fuck this person went?
Nope.
This is a resounding silence.
After a few seconds, you guys start to hear the creak of the actual boards of the staircase behind you as an older gentleman kind of walks his way down to where you are.
It's her!
He seems pretty well kept compared to the rest of people here. Very very thick gray beard that has been very... It seems almost nicely groomed as he's wearing this very dark black stitched robe. He steps down into the area where you guys currently are standing in and kind of gives the party an eye over.
Sir, what are you doing here?
That's the question I was about to ask you.
Well, I asked it first.
Actually, Brad, shut up.
That's fair.
Do you run this place?
My
good man.
They call me the embalmer.
What does that mean?
I embalm people.
The unborner?
No.
What?
Do you stuff the kids back in?
That's... I am an embalmer. Embalm.
Oh, I've never had that happen before. I guess I just heard you wrong.
I wonder why.
Continue, Saxy.
Actually, we're down here. We're down here to look for someone.
Well,
my goblin friend said that there was a deceased tiefling here.
He looks down and sees the goblin and goes,
"You're fucking here again?"
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
He goes, does this fucking thing belong to one of you?
I kind of look away.
Not me.
I look away a bit. I'm like...
I just called him
absolutely
here last night trying to
not
fuck the dead bodies.
I give out a girl. I'm like, ooh.
Wait, so you were trying to fuck the dead tiefling?
Wait, hang on. I don't know if I skipped a beat there, but what
no.
The fuck?
All right, got my eye on you. Listen here, so I was told that there was a deceased tiefling here, and now she's not here, and I'm sort of looking for a tiefling that should be around these parts. Do you know anything about?
I finished up the process last night. She's already been buried.
All right, can you? How many tieflings have been here?
It's the first I've ever buried one, actually.
Listen, this is a moment of clarity for me, but maybe you should just go ahead and check the body and make sure it's...
Do you know the name of the tiefling by chance?
One of our friends said her name was... Lina? Lina, yai, Lina.
We found her.
No,
pack
gosh,
it up, boys.
That's not her name.
But she's not the only tiefling I've seen. First one I've ever buried, but the other ones were alive. They were looking for someone as well. A Orina? Orona?
Yes, yes! Yes!
Who the fuck is that?
That's who I'm looking for! Oh. How about that? So she's not dead?
No, they said they were looking for her. She apparently was taken by somebody. She was...
taken by somebody?
Yeah, she was kidnapped in one of the taverns downtown.
Alright, which tavern is this?
I don't rightly remember what they said. I could direct you towards them. You could ask them yourselves. I think they're still in town.
That would be absolutely wonderful, my good sir. We'll get right out of here promptly.
Yeah, you better with that fucking thing near you.
I would love to get away from this, but it appears I'm stuck with him.
He really grows on you in the worst way.
Yeah, fuck.
No, if you treat him right, he'll toot.
I don't think I want that.
No, yeah. Who does?
Anyway.
You really don't know.
They're staying up near the castle. There's a tavern about, I'd say, 3 minutes southeast of the castle. It's called the Slaughtered Ox.
Perfect. Thank you. What's your name? No, my name's Taxi.
They call me Anders.
Well, nice to meet you, Anders. We'll get going now. Thank you very much.
Yes, and keep that infernal thing away from me, please.
I don't quite appreciate that.
Not you.
Alright, so I followed them all the way to this place?
Yes.
Can I set, like, a hunting trap out?
Oh my god!
There is only one way out of this place, yes.
100% of this happens,
I'm gonna go ahead. I know they walked in there, and I know, like, I'm gonna go ahead and set a hunting trap right on the way out.
Okay, important hunting clarification. Trap like bear trap or like cut
that's
bear
trap.
A yep. bear
oh,
trap.
Oh god.
Bear
okay.
Trap. Bear trap. Like, I'm ready to fuck you guys up. Like, I'm pissed.
You don't even know if we did it.
Yes,
he's
I do.
He's not him when he's hungry.
I didn't get my snockers.
You didn't, oh, dude, this is what we fucking get. Right.
That's what you did. You fucked up. I didn't give
what you get. You told me I got a snockers.
You should have given him the snockers, man.
I mean, it wasn't a real Snockers, it was fake.
Snockers was real in my heart.
That's true.
I mean, yeah, it's real in his heart, and that's what matters.
It's all
anyway, I have work I need to attend to, so if you guys could please cease my trespassing, and if you ever want to come back again, please request it, or at least knock on my door.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Lead the way, Goblin.
Oh no.
Lead the way, Goblin!
Right.
Yeah, you just hear up the staircase, and you hear, "White! Trap!"
Fuck, he sees
and then it. And then he back down.
Well, is that all?
Someone put a trap up there.
Said,
well, and yes, I heard that, but like, do you. Like, should we just go around it? Are we cool?
Yeah, are we able to Stop. Just kind of walk over it?
Okay, wait, I have a plan. Which is really...
Well, then it's a really weird question, but do your legs grow back?
No.
That's unfortunate, isn't it?
Well, there goes my plan.
Listen, guys, I got this. I want to go up there and try to disarm the trap.
Guys, I literally have a better plan than all of you.
Nah, I got this.
Okay,
let's
him do this.
All right. That would be a first a sleight of hand check.
Okay.
Can I? Okay, wait. At this point, can I give him my little touch?
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
Brother,
yeah.
Okay, all right. So you roll an extra d4 and add it to your ability check.
Can I give it to him too, secretly?
Do you have one of those too? That's cool.
A guidance?
Yeah.
So let's see here. I got a 9 plus an 8, which is 17, plus a 4, which is 21.
21, yeah. You managed to put your fingers very lightly on the actual pressure plate of it and pull back just in time for it to snap shut without it actually coming across your fingers anyway.
Turn around and give a bow.
Is that really how you professionally disarm things?
A bear trap?
There's no other way to disarm a bear trap, actually.
It
fun
seems
fact.
Super dangerous. Actually? Whoa, that's a fun fact, yeah.
Yeah, fun fact, you can't actually disarm bear traps. Once they're, like, put up that way, they have to go off.
I didn't know that. That's cool, though.
It is cool.
That's why people usually bring sticks to them. They just shove the stick down into the bear trap.
Okay, so since my trap didn't go off, I'm just chilling with the crossbow, like, pointed at the door.
Oh, God.
Wow, you're fucking ready.
Like, wait. Bro, no, you stole from me. You stole all my money, like...
Understandable.
Are you like shouting?
No,
stuff
the trap did go off though. It's just nobody got caught in it. All
right, the trap. All right, fine. If the trap went off, then I'm gonna just run out with a fucking pike, just like screaming really loud.
Oh my god!
Jesus!
I'm gonna cast,
the goblin shits on the floor a little bit.
I'm gonna yell whole person, cast whole person on this door.
So he makes a wisdom saving throw.
Yeah, he does. And I think, what do I roll?
You don't roll anything, I don't think.
No, he rolls.
Yeah, Zach just makes a wisdom saving throw.
Okay,
Which would be, just a d20 plus one for you? Yeah, plus one.
That's 19.
Oh, well.
Wowee, I cast Mage Hand and slap his ass. That's really good.
I assume your spell DC is not that high, of course, Nate.
There's no fucking spell DC for this shit. It doesn't, like, hurt or anything. It just happens.
No, I said
it just
for
happens.
Nate.
Alright, it's apparently an attack to slap your ass. Hang on, let me find my spell DC.
Jesus Christ, okay, spell DC.
This is really not what I should have done with my action.
It's not 19.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't ever get those high rolls when I roll. Man. Alright, what happened?
Wait, so am I rolling or who's rolling?
Am
I rolling to slap ass? Hang on.
Why are you slapping ass? What's happening?
I thought I was slapping his ass.
He's upstairs. He's up top stairs, so you can't really see him.
Yeah, I'm the only one up there,
up
there, I think, right now, really.
Okay, wait.
You're
so
the goblin.
So the situation is he is up there with the goblin.
Can
the
I?
Goblin shitted, and we're all downstairs.
Can
yes.
I?
My my spell failed.
Yeah, can I use a cunning action to try to disarm him? Is this a thing I can do?
I'm kind of small. You could probably just, like, kick me a little.
There'd be a roll for initiative at this point if you guys are going to start combat.
Are we seriously?
I don't want to kill
everything
this guy.
Cool up there?
I just want to, like,
a weapon and you
pacify
try to disarm
him.
There's going to be initiative for that.
I don't know how to go back into a normal relationship and not fighting my entire team.
Don't worry about it. We'll figure it out.
Maybe we can talk it out. I bring up the snockers.
Okay,
here's the deal. I pull out his coin purse and just throw it at him before he gets close enough. Just like, all right, here you go.
A little girl when you do it too.
I look at him and I just say, "Pussy."
Got him.
I look at him back. I'm like,
"No, I'm the pussy. Why did you run at us like that?"
That was really good.
This man stole my coin purse.
Don't rightly know what you're talking about.
You didn't have to set a bear trap.
Well, how else am I gonna get my coin back?
You could have killed me!
I mean,
the goblin.
What if I had gone up there first? I didn't touch your coin purse!
At this point, Hilltree just goes, "Yeah, fuck Plan C!" And he just throws a smoke bomb down.
Seriously, what the fuck is wrong with that thing?
There's just, at this point, just a thick cloud of smoke is now emitted across everybody's vision, and everybody who's up here currently is blurred.
Oh my god.
Jesus Christ.
Does it also
is this, like this it another one of his farts? This one's very powerful.
After a minute or so passes, the smoke actually dissipates and Hilltree's nowhere to be found.
Better not be fucking corpses.
Oh my god. Holy shit.
Jesus Christ.
That's one crafty old goblin.
So I'm really sorry that wasn't a real Snockers earlier.
Hey, I've got my coin back.
Yeah,
no
I guess
feelings.
You can go buy your own now. I mean, like, I really wish I did have a real one, though. They do sound tasty. Canonically, I'm not sure if I've ever had one.
Everyone's had a Snockers.
I've had a Snockers, and they're delicious.
Maybe somebody needs to get you a Snockers. You know what you do when you're hungry, you know?
You and your Ronnie.
This is like begging for a sponsorship that doesn't exist. This is what this is.
Hey Val, have you ever had a Snockers before?
I have not. I've not even heard of one.
Me neither. No, this is my first time.
Why do you accompany these thieves?
I'm not quite sure myself.
Well, I didn't steal anything.
I don't really know what you're talking about. I still just kind of act like it never happened.
Can I?
What's your name, little man?
Did you just call me a little man?
I might have. What about it?
Massive man.
My name is Mountain.
That's a weird name, isn't it?
He said his name was Mountain.
This coming from the
cat. My name's Taxi. What are they?
Mountain, this is Saxy.
All right. Nice to meet you, Saxy.
God.
Mountain, at least your name is
Brad,
a good one.
The name is Taxi.
Taxi?
Yes.
I don't understand. That's too difficult. I'm sticking with Saxy. Saxy, my name is Brad.
I know which the name.
Oh, right. I know too. We're done with this.
I don't know whether you called Taxi or Saxy. I'm just going to call you Cat. You're just going to have to live with that.
That actually seems worse than even me. It seems a little derogatory.
If you're going to call me Cat, then I get to call you Gnome.
I'm a dwarf.
Exactly.
Damn.
Whatever. All right. What brings you out here?
Call me Brad.
Shut at up, this Brad. Point, you guys hear in the distance a very you hear light tapping of feet, very irregularly running back towards you, and you hear,
guys. Seriously, whose goblin is that?
hold on. He kind of holds a finger, but he starts coughing out more black mold.
He's like, runny nuts. I saw tiefling. What's a tiefling?
What's a tiefling? You should know
that. Mountain, these thieves are helping me find...
Guys!
A tiefling.
Thieves?
Listen, hey, Saxy, I say I hop on your back and you fucking blast it.
Do I know, like, anything about this person
what?
He's looking for?
Yes.
Guys!
I'm gonna go follow this goblin.
Tiefling!
He kind of, like, slowly, he just kind of falls over. Severely out of breath.
Goblin. I guess he died in the right place.
For sure he'd be happy.
Is he knocked out or is he still conscious?
He's still breathing, but very, very heavily. He seems to be having a very hard time breathing.
Silnin, pick your goblin up and we'll run that direction.
I don't really know if we're at that point in our relationship yet.
This thing is yours?
I don't know what
so
you're
that's
talking
your
about.
I need to run.
Let's go!
Goblin, which way?
He points to the direction of the... like. Basically, you guys run off this dirt path and take a right, and the road itself kind of winds down a hill, and he kind of starts... he points down that way. And he goes...
I'm just gonna roll with the boy. There. And the girl.
He goes, what?
Wait, I'm there. Super confused. Oh.
He just
says there, that's helpful.
Where are we?
You guys are currently on a dirt path outside the cemetery, and once you come off this path and take a right onto a actual road, it winds down a hill, and he's pointing down the hill that direction.
Okay, I'm going to run that direction.
Before you do, I'm going to...
With or without the entire group,
okay.
I'm going to run.
Can I give you a little guidance there? Like, I don't fully understand the spell. I think it'll actually guide you to where you need to go, so I'm just going to give you the guidance, and so you roll an extra... If you're willing, you roll an extra d4 on whatever your next check is.
Okay. Well, I ran that way with guidance on my back.
Right. You feel guided as hell, yeah.
As you begin running, does anybody else follow?
I mean, we can trot after them.
Yeah, and I stick with them.
What if I double
the goblin is still just on the ground, by the way. He's just laying there.
I'm sure
he'll should someone fun. Deal with that? Like,
Can I heal the goblin?
I mean, yeah, so, you could, yeah.
What spells you got?
I have Cure Wounds.
He doesn't really have any wounds right now.
I
he's
hate
just
to
very,
break it to you, but I think he just looks like that.
He's very sick. He just has a lot of actual, like, diseases. He's just very sick. Do you have, what other spells do you have? What are healing spells?
Can I cast Lesser Restoration?
That would help. Lesser Restoration would help.
Alright, I will cast Lesser Restoration.
Snap your fingers.
You nail over the goblin, kind of, he starts lightly, sort of, this yellowish, whitish aura kind of comes off the sides of your palms, and you kind of just slowly maneuver it around his body. Feeling his actual spirit kind of start to ease.
If you cast Cure Wounds, will it get rid of that tumor on his head?
No, it's not a wound.
Damn it.
Is that a disease?
But, it would be a disease, yeah.
So would Lesser Restoration help that?
It's going to help it, but it's not going to be like an immediate effect. It's like you'd have to use Lesser Restoration multiple times. Like this is going to help kind of like reverse the process of his diseases, but it'll take multiple... and lots of sessions of it to actually make a very noticeable
like
difference.
Literal sessions. Like, we'll go on with the adventure, and for the next like 3 episodes, you're gonna be healing this goblin's tumor. Is that cool with you?
This sounds horrible.
It will take many nights of you working with it to actually get it, but this is at least gonna help him right now catch his breath and kind of help his immune system and help his actual like respiratory system kind of catch up.
All right, yeah, let's do that.
All right, so you spend the time doing that. Everybody else, you follow after Taxi. As you're running down this this small sort of path, the torch lights very dim as it's as the sun's already set and it's starting to actually become night outside. You hear faintly in one of the alleys next to you, you hear a female scream.
Can we hear that?
Everyone hears yes. It. It's blood
curdling. No, I know. I mean, literally, can we hear that from you? Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I kind of look towards it, and like I start kind of booking it over there to see what's going on.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and book that way, too.
Do you, like, full speed sprint, though?
Should already be
I'm
there.
Running that way.
Yeah. So but you're all full speed sprint. Of course, this way, Taxi is way ahead of you in a sprint.
Yeah, he's like the fucking gone.
I'm hanging behind with stubby legs.
Taxi, getting there first, you see in the alleyway, propped up against a barrel, you see a female outlined body, tail in between the legs swishing violently as you can even see in the moonlight this maroon blood dripping from the chest.
Oh, jeez.
All right, I sprint towards that body.
Rounding the corner and moving angling on the barrel as you get closer, you do recognize it as Orianna. There is a large wound directly below the rib cage where this large gash has happened. She's kind of clutching onto it and trying to stop the bleeding. She seems very faint. Her eyes are sort of slowly just twitching.
What's the wound?
It's just a large gash below the ribs. Excessive amounts of blood. It seems very deep. It seems to hit quite a few arteries.
Do I still have a Snockers? I don't know.
There's a woman dying and you're worried about a Snockers.
Well, I mean, maybe it'll help.
At this point, you guys are on the alley and you're starting to catch up, but you guys are still a little ways behind.
You're not you when you're bleeding out in an alleyway.
She's still, like, alive?
She's alive, but she seems very faint. Like, her life is slowly leaving her body at this moment. She's hardly clinging on.
If I tried to cast Cure Wounds.
Cure Wounds would help. Go ahead.
All right.
Roll for it. I believe Cure Wounds is... How much? I think it's like a D4
it's
plus
D8
something.
Plus your spell casting ability modifier.
And the Guidance thing that I have.
Yeah, you can use Guidance on that. Actually, I don't think you can, because Guidance is for...
It's only for ability checks.
It's for ability checks, yeah. Yes, that wouldn't work. Guidance wouldn't work with it.
Okay, so...
If you had Inspiration, it would work on that.
Is that how it works? That's cool.
So, I roll a D4 and then what?
A D8.
You roll a D8 and spellcasting modifier.
Which is wisdom for you.
Okay. I rolled 4 and a 5.
Wait.
Plus... You said roll D4 and D8, right?
No, just a D8.
No, just a D8.
Just the D8, sorry.
Okay. So I rolled a 5 plus the wisdom modifier, so 7.
I think it'd be plus, but with also another plus 2, I think, because your spellcasting modifier is with proficiency. Right. I do believe that's so how 9. It works. Yeah, let me check that real fast.
I think that's true. Yeah, that's what I have here. Can I cast Suggestion on her and say, don't die?
Wouldn't you guys be, like, frozen at the base of the alley?
No, I don't even think we're there yet.
I don't think... Yeah. Yeah,
we're very slow compared to you.
Bolted it. Yeah, I don't even know if we see any of this.
Yeah, you know, you guys are now approaching as this happens. Casting the Cure Wounds, it does clear. The wound is now healed over. It's left a very nasty scar. But at least this way, it is closed off. And after it fully closes, you kind of... move your hands across it and manage to cure the wound. Her eyes just slowly shut and she kind of just passes out, landing head against your chest.
Alright, I try to... Before she passes out, I'm trying to, like, get her to talk, but, you know, since she passes out...
She was not able to speak. She was unresponsive.
All right, well, I'm sitting in this alley, and there's like a... Is there a puddle of blood here?
Large puddle of blood. There is a lot of blood came out of her body.
Doctor!
No, it's just me.
I
Brad!
I imagine I'm too far to hear this.
No, you hear it. You guys are there, basically there at this point.
Alright.
Wait, didn't we stay behind to help the goblin?
Yeah, I thought I was helping the goblin.
Oh, you're helping the goblin, yeah. From that distance, you'd hear it. You'd hear it. From that distance, you'd still hear it.
Alright. Is the goblin... Is he good?
He seems to be better.
Is he good to be left there?
He's asleep.
Alright. Well, I run there, hearing the call.
Mm-hmm.
Are they all near me now?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all there.
Silnan, goblin.
I don't think the goblin.
Is there a doctor in the city? Is there someone I can go to?
I don't think the goblin's here right now, but
All right, that's right.
Silnan, Brad. Is there a goblin nearby?
Why would you ask
Why
that?
Are you looking for a goblin?
How has he ever helped in any situation, ever?
Silnan, Brad.
Yes.
Is there a doctor somewhere in the city? I need somebody professionally that can...
I think the person we literally met at the beginning of this whole thing, actually, that was her vibe.
Well, yeah, I could try to help. What exactly happened here?
Fel. I'm trying not to cry.
Oh, it's alright, don't cry.
I prestigitate tears onto him anyway, so it looks like he is. Fuck you. Oh my god, are you okay?
She's lost a lot of blood.
Is this recent? Was this right
now? I heard the scream.
Oh, is that what that was? Alright, I can try to help. Can I cast a Spare the Dying? Will that help? Does she have 0 hit points?
She does not have 0 hit points. She still has hit points left, but she's currently unconscious.
Okay.
I guess we could just, like, throw water on her. Like, that's what I've seen in the... I don't want to say movies.
Make a medicine. Make a medicine check, Val.
Alright.
Do we know about anything else going on around, like, why that could have happened?
The alleyway seems empty.
Seems empty or is it?
Is it D20 plus wisdom?
Make an investigation check. It'd be a D20 plus your medicine modifier.
Yeah, okay, I'd like to look around too.
I rolled. I got a 9.
Actually, I instruct them.
9 in total.
Find who did this.
Yeah.
So, bam. Perception check would be.
Investigation check, not perception. All
right. Investigation.
I got a natural 20.
And for your 9, you can't really tell much of what you should do to help her. She seems to be very close to death's door. Your only options now is to let her rest to see if she'll make it through it, or to just give her mercy and take her out now.
What the fuck?
I got 16.
Seeing the situation
in Vel's eyes, that would be normal.
Yeah.
Oh.
Seeing the situation, everyone around me would probably not like me for that. So I will stay away.
For your natural 20. Looking around, if you actually can see inside the pool of blood, there's a very small, almost imprint of a shoe. It seems to be facing the opposite direction, like it ran down the other side of the alleyway. Following that, you see a few scuff marks, but they seem to just sort of dissipate actually towards one of the walls, and they don't actually seem to run out of the exit of the alleyway, but just kind of towards one of the walls, and then just sort of fade out.
I got a 16, so...
Peculiar.
You'd see the same.
Okay.
So what's going on?
Yeah, what are you doing right now, Brad?
Well, I was, you know, I was gonna try and... Well, yeah, I've just been here.
I guess I'll just investigate the wall. I mean, something's clearly up with this wall.
Yeah, I'm gonna investigate the wall as well.
I'll come guide you, because I feel like I'm not gonna be super helpful, so I'll... I'll cast my guidance on you to just sort of help out, Silman.
I got a 17.
17? The wall itself seems pretty normal. Kind of feeling around it, you don't actually feel anything different about it. But you do notice more scuff marks as the footprints almost seem to walk up the side of the wall.
I look towards Brad, like, hey.
So, that is certainly wacky. I have a thing. Wait, no, I don't. I didn't take that. Never mind.
You didn't take it?
I can't help here at all.
I can.
Okay.
You're not here, though. Is...
He's having a problem over there.
Does it look like I can climb the wall?
I actually don't have any of those things that would be useful. Yeah.
Great.
At this moment?
Is it a climbable wall? Like, whatever.
It's pretty smooth, actually. It's cobblestone. Damn. There are a few notches here or there, but not something that makes it easy to climb. You probably could still... You still could, but it takes some...
Okay, well, I'm gonna try for it and see what I can see from...
How high is the wall?
Yeah, how
this
high is
wall,
it, actually?
So it goes... Probably about 15 to 20 feet up, it's cobblestone, and then it becomes just bare lumbered wood, as it's the back of a house.
Alright, here's my shitty plan. with my Eldritch Blast, I can knock something 10 feet away. So
You'd also hit it with an Eldritch Blast. So you'd also still be dealing damage to whatever you're hitting.
I understand that. Silnin, listen. That'll shoot you about 10 feet up in the air. Do you think maybe you could just, like, grab onto something once you're that high? That's
really
kind of our best bet right now.
I really dislike this idea.
Okay, well, it's really the only one I've got. So you can,
I'm just gonna go for the climb.
Can I ask him what's going on over there?
How far away are we from...
You guys aren't that far. You're probably only, I'd say, 12 to 13 feet farther down the alley.
Okay. Somebody ran up this wall.
I was about to ass blast my brother. That's not even my voice.
What?
Vel can't help that, all right?
Not any further. The wound's been healed. All that happens now is rest and to see if she can recover from the actual sustained damage.
So, I guess...
Oh, Rissa, can you stay with her?
Yes, I will stay with her. You going along, see what they're up to.
I walk over to Brad and Silnin.
Saxy,
you said somebody ran up this wall.
Yeah, you think you can scale this bad boy?
Absolutely.
Listen, I have a plan.
Stand back.
Oh, no.
Listen, if you just let me blast you.
Brad.
Yeah.
This is not a time for plans.
No,
this moment, mid-sentence, time seems to almost completely stop for you, Brad. As everybody just all of a sudden stands still.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Here we go.
This is not part of my plan.
God damn it.
After a few seconds, kind of just looking across, everybody frozen like statues and time itself seeming to just completely stop, you hear a small ding. And as you turn around, you just see... you see Obnok Shai standing there holding a cup of tea, stirring it with a small spoon. As he walks down the alleyway looking across the situation.
Should we explain any of this, or should we just...
Just go with it for now.
Just go with it?
Keep going.
Wow, now is really not the time, actually. If you could just let me get back to this, that'd be great.
Oh, in due time, lad.
Oh, man.
But the question is... I'm in the mood for a game. How about you?
That's not even a question. Oh, wait. No, it is. I could go for one, depending.
And he goes, how about this? And he kind of floats up in the air, kind of levitates for a second, and then poaches himself onto the arm of Taxi, almost sitting on him like a chair, and crosses his legs. He goes...
You know, I haven't known that guy for very long, but that does feel kind of rude, actually.
Here's my deal. Okay. If you can beat me in the game, I'll tell you who did this and where to find them.
That's okay.
If I win the game, then you... What should we do for you today? It's a tough one.
I have to tell you my crush. I don't know. You pick.
I'm feeling eccentric this time.
Yeah, that one is pretty crazy. Let's tone it down.
I think you... You could take the goblin down to the dock and use him as fishing bait. Doesn't that sound fun?
Wait, I kind of zoned out for a second. I just heard the goblin part.
Yes,
but yeah, I'm down.
Oh, perfect. I don't have to explain it.
Yeah, no, wait, you might have to if I lose, but that's okay.
So the game's going to be simple. He just pulls out a coin. He goes,
Pokemon.
I'm going to flip this coin.
Oh, fuck.
If it's heads, I win. If it's tails, you win. Simple,
roll
right?
Roll a D2.
No, pick heads. Pick heads.
Pick heads. Wow, okay, so I get two choices, heads or tails.
Wait, no, he said that if it's heads, he wins, and if it's tails, you
win.
Oh,
so I don't even get to pick the side?
No,
it just happens?
You should try and pick heads anyway, just tell him that.
Right.
Well, this feels a little rigged. Okay, how about this? I'll flip my coin instead. And if it's heads, I win. And if it's tails, you lose.
Make a deception check.
Can you even negotiate with a god?
Yeah, see, I was a little unsure about that.
Make
I
a
did
deception
get
check.
I got a 17. 11 plus 6.
Oh my god.
He goes, "Oh. It's really not a smart idea to use tricks on a trickster."
That, okay, you're right. I honestly am not even too sure if it was a trick. I was just trying to flip a coin. I might have gotten the wording wrong. So do you want to be the one, you want to be the flipper?
I'll let you flip the coin. How about that?
Oh, thank you. Okay. Does it have to be that one?
No, you can use your own.
Okay.
Coin's a coin, isn't it, lad?
A coin is a coin. Is that a phrase you've coined? Okay, so I'm gonna try and, I don't want to fuck with him anymore, because I feel like that's kind of a bad call. My original plan was, like, to make a fake one. But I guess I'll just take out a gold coin. They have heads and tails, right?
Yep.
Okay, so, heads is you, tails is me?
At this point, he's standing, he's immediately just standing directly behind you, and his head's over your shoulder as he's looking at the coin.
Okay, I forget which one you said, but I'm gonna flip it now.
Right.
Okay, this is me flipping it.
Alright, so you flip the coin, goes into the air. For a second, at the actual apex of the flick, it stops, like, the rest of the time, and then it pushes back down towards you. As you catch it in your hand and you flip it over, the head of the coin appears, but it's not the same head as it was when you flipped it. The head is actually the head of Oriana over there, with X's for eyes instead.
Well, that seems like a little bullshit. I don't actually remember also who won if it got heads.
I was going to let you win anyway.
Thank you. Does this mean I win?
Sure.
Thank you. So who did this? Murder most foul.
Starts with a story, lad. Like everything else.
Okay.
Push time back. 15 years. He snaps his fingers and everything seems to push forward like a conveyor belt and then snap. All of a sudden it's daylight outside.
Oh, that was cool. Okay.
You guys are no longer in the back alley, but you're actually back at the harbor. Everybody looks a lot happier at this time. A lot less people seem sick. Less people seem dirty and down. The place seems a lot more in shape. He goes, "Now look over there at that man. That there, his name. Well, I don't really know it, to be fair. I don't know everything, after all. But I know he is the culprit."
You really give me mixed signals sometimes, I'm not gonna lie. But, okay, so this guy. There's just a guy and that's him?
Yes. It's a man, very, very buzz cut, very short hair. Wearing a butcher's apron. And holding a pair of barber's sort of the razor blade, the one that flips out, holding in his hand. He's currently grooming a sailor who's getting ready to hop onto one of the boats, kind of just standing there with him, talking to him.
All right, hang on. I'm actually gonna jot. This is a bad time to have shitty wisdom, but I'm gonna jot what I remembered down. So barber with buzz cut. That's all I remember.
Perfect. So
okay, all right.
He goes, that man there has a vendetta for this area. You see, he's not just a barber. He's a traveling barber. He wanted to be eccentric with it, I suppose.
Wow.
He goes, let's snap forward another 2 years, shall we? Snaps his fingers, and all of a sudden you guys are on a ship. Not very far outside the harbor. You can actually see the Great King's Wharf in the distance. But you're out pretty deep into the sea. It's actually pretty late at night. You'd guess
I'm curious,
probably,
by the way, are things like moving around us, or is it all kind of still?
Everything's still.
Okay.
At this moment, at least. Gotcha. It seems to be about midnight, very dark outside, but the moon is about centered of the sky. You look behind you, and you actually see the barber being pushed off the side of the ship. Him, surrounded by several other sailors, all of them seem to be drinking and having a good time. One of them stumbles backwards and knocks him off the ship. At this time, time continues, and things begin to move again as you watch him kind of plummet into the water. The drunken sailors, they look over and don't really seem to pay much mind to it as the ship continues to sail and just pass by where he fell into the water.
Well, that was real fucked up of them. I bet that's probably why he's all whack. Though I don't understand why he'd mess this chick up.
And he goes, well, that's where things get interesting, my lad. And he snaps his fingers again. All of a sudden, you guys zoom underneath the water, and everything seems to brighten slightly, as all you can see is the barber slowly falling into the dark depths and the large mouth of a dragon turtle about to succumb him completely. It's a pretty horrifying sight, especially for you seeing something, a creature this large for the first time in your life.
Yeah, wow.
Kind of just frozen in time, about to snap its jaws shut onto the barber.
That's a huge bitch.
Even underwater, though, your mouth seems to work completely normally as time stopped.
Oh. I was gonna say, just glub, glub, glub.
Glub, glub, glub.
So, like, do you wanna hit play? Does he get him?
Well, snaps his fingers and then there's a loud crunch as the water everything seems to erupt and shake, and then the light fades. And all of a sudden you're back in the alleyway, frozen around the rest of your party. This time you yourself also can't move, as Obnoxious is kind of walking around you, pacing in a circle.
Okay, I don't know how helpful that was. So there was a barber, and he cut. He himself has a buzz cut, which kind of, I don't know how much that really says about his skill as a barber, I'm going to be honest. And then he gets pushed off the boat 2 years after that, and he travels around, and then he doesn't, I assume, get eaten by a real big turtle. And this was all how long ago?
It's been 15 years ago and 13 years for the actual turtle part.
Okay, so 13 years ago, he almost got eaten by a turtle. I have everything I need to know. Thank you so much.
You see, lad, that's the difference.
This has been so helpful.
He was eaten.
Okay.
That water was his grave. But that's where things get complicated. He's back.
Well, that was a bit of a curveball. I mean, like, how did that happen?
I don't know everything, as I said.
Oh, okay. Well, so, is he a ghost?
I know as much as I want to tell you.
Okay. Thank you.
The better question, however, is why he's back and why he's targeting these tieflings.
Is it... Oh, there's multiple tieflings?
Aye. The one that was buried?
Oh, that's...
Suffered the same fate.
See, that's actually... Thank you. That was good information. I'm sure to forget it in about 3 seconds.
Now, I'll let you get back to your friends, but we'll talk soon.
Thank you. Catch you on the flip side.
I don't know what that means.
I hope and you then appreciate time it. Just, no, stay, and I can time explain.
Time just goes back to normal as Tactic comes back mid-sentence screaming at you.
Guys, I just tripped the fuck out.
This is not... What...
No, listen, I swear to God when you met me, you thought I was drugged, but you should have seen me then. Wowee! I had a good time. Listen, there's this barber, and he got eaten by a turtle, and that is really all you gotta know.
Where did you find this guy?
Where did I find what guy?
I was talking to them about you.
he's my brother.
Yes.
Oh, so this runs in your family.
Always...
I don't quite understand what you're talking about.
I'm so sorry.
Listen,
this is not the time.
Genius runs in my brain. This is the time. In fact, speaking of time, holy fuck, that was crazy. Listen, Barber.
I don't
buzz cut.
Want to
yes,
hear
you do.
Anything.
I know the man who did this. Well, kind
How?
Of, a little bit. Listen, I just
How?
Tripped balls. It's a really long story, but basically.
You're telling me you're not on drugs, but you tripped balls.
Yes, listen, balls being, I guess, kind of metaphorical. If the balls were like a kind of an eldritch, he's a little bit of a dick. But he shows up, and he has a few goofs, and it's kind of hard to explain, but he really fucks with me. And this time he told me that, listen, the guy who did this, he was a barber. I know, I should probably just...
Sonny,
I
does
probably
your brother ever make sense?
Wait, what?
Silnin, does your brother ever make sense?
Oh no, this is actually completely normal and true.
This is super coherent right now. Listen, and you just haven't let me tell the part that makes a lot of sense, is that the guy who did this, let's cut to the chase, the guy who did this is a barber with a buzz cut, and I think he died, but now he's back and he's targeting tieflings. That was, oh man, that was cohesive. Did you like
wait,
that?
Wait, I have one question.
No.
I have a
hold
lot of questions
on.
For you right
Are
now.
Are you telling me that a barber
yes.
had a buzz cut?
Yeah, I know, it's really fucking weird, right? Like, you'd think that he would have something cooler than that. But no, he really
Brad.
Had a buzz cut. No,
Brad.
Listen, I'm dealing with
I
the important shit.
Wrap
yes.
my head around this.
Yes.
Now, are you going to explain how it is you got this information?
I tried to explain, but I like...
Try again.
Okay. Hear me out on this.
All right.
You see this eldritch symbol on my cheek that definitely doesn't vaguely look like a dick? And as as soon as I say this, everyone near me can tell that the symbol on my cheek kind of looks like a dick. Listen, my brother and I, Silnin and I, had this real thing going. And I've told you about this a little, but we tried to scam people. I would distract. He would... kind of take their things a little bit.
I don't rightly know what you're talking about.
Okay, listen, that never happened.
I'm
that
gonna
aside,
start climbing.
That aside, a little. This is just gonna be kind of a fucking splash of. This is just me reading my backstory. This is my life. I tried to make a pact with literally a god, which is kind of how I'm a warlock. And he turned out. He's a little bit of a goober. He's not really the one I wanted. And so, like, if you wanted me to be straight with you. He came in here, he froze time, he sat on your arm, which was a little awkward. I actually told him to stop, so plus one to me for that. And he made me play a game, and I won, and then he told me all these things. And so I really hope you believe that bullshit story.
Why are you calling it bullshit?
I don't, because it sounds, saying it now, even me, it sounds pretty fucking cuckoo.
Well, that's one thing you're right about.
All right, just stand back. I'm gonna try and climb this wall.
Okay. Well, okay. Just like, but believe me though. Do I have to no, roll to persuade these guys, or did they buy it?
I bought it.
I mean, that's up to them. Like,
oh, I guess so.
It's not my priority right now.
Okay, I'm gonna use my.
I heard what you said, but I'm gonna try and climb this wall.
How is that
the
not
spider
your
climb?
Priority?
Okay. If you climb in the wall,
I'm more interested in finding who did it.
Acrobatics trick.
Leaving you. Yeah, because you're wasting time telling
me. It's the barber. Okay.
Alright, so can I spider climb up this thing?
Acrobatic check.
Wait, he has a spider climb ability, though.
But does he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he has a spell, I mean.
I'm saying you have the spell, yeah. Yeah, you can use spider climb. Yeah, go for it.
Okay, I'm gonna run up this wall. Effortlessly. And when I get to the top, do I see anyone or anything? Wherever it is.
Getting
that
to the top, looking around. You don't see anyone, but you feel a very dark presence being this high up in the city. It just feels wrong, and you almost feel like you're not the only one up here.
Can I make a perception check to see if anyone's
yeah,
around?
Yeah, go for it.
It's my perception.
Be careful of the ghost, Barber.
So
is
he's
it
a ghost?
Perception, like...
I don't know,
on,
but
the,
that
the perception
seems right.
On? I'm sorry, what was it?
Is it the perception mod or the
perception modifier?
Okay, 17, because 13 plus 4.
Yep, 17. Looking around, you really don't see anybody. It seems almost completely empty up here. But it just feels weird. It feels wrong. The air almost here feels deeper, and it feels like you're constantly surrounded by somebody.
I also get really nervous going in for that haircut. It's totally the barber. Do you see anyone up there?
I don't.
Okay.
It feels awfully worse.
What does that mean, actually?
I'm coming down. Give me a sec.
Okay, are you sure? Do you see anything up there?
I'm gonna jump down.
Fuck.
Alright.
You're totally fine.
I didn't see anything. I didn't hear anything. But if... I can't describe it, but there's a dark feeling up there. Brad, after being up there and feeling how dark it felt, dark as in evil, absolutely terrifying, I might actually believe you.
Believe?
And everything you're saying.
What did I say?
You know, about the god and the barber. And
oh, the barber. By the way, the murderer is the barber with the buzz cut.
With the buzz cut.
The buzz cut.
With the buzz cut. Which is the most... That's like his distinguishing feature right now. Besides the fact that he's dead.
Goblin!
You're really ruining the moment.
He's back.
Oh, you're back. I had to do something, I think, to you.
Hello.
Hey, I'm glad you're good.
Goblin.
Yes.
This guy, Brad, says there's a barber ghost killer, and he seems to have killed
Baba with a buzz cut. Baba
with a buzz cut. Do you know of a barber?
He knows of the buzz cut.
Baba.
What was that, Goblin?
Baba.
Do you know this Baba that he speaks of? Do you know
well,
this
we've
barber?
Hit a real dead end here.
Used to be, or maybe would be.
I don't, but I know who does.
First things first, I need someone to take Oriana. Is there any way I can take her?
Who is the most trustworthy here?
Safe.
Not you.
Me.
Really, I actually trust the goblin more than any of you.
How?
Right.
He's the only one that gives me a straight answer.
He's going to cough on her and make her gross.
Despite the fact that he fucks dead people. Right?
Yeah, that should be a big red flag for you. I question
you. No. Rightly no.
I don't know what he said.
No.
Okay, no.
Alright, he doesn't fuck dead people.
No, he doesn't fuck dead people.
But frankly, he's the only one that's led me this far. So call me, you, please.
What?
Show me
what...
I need someone to take my friend. And then I need you to lead me to the person who has information.
He's not far.
The barber.
Talk to the Rat King.
The rat.
The
rat.
Fucking.
He's a rat king.
Rat king.
Oi.
God damn.
You know this rat king.
Is he big?
I live
I don't
with
like
him.
Rats.
Oh, that guy is wacky.
He's pretty fucking wacky.
He's pretty fucking wacky.
Alright.
He's our roommate.
Where's. Okay, Silnin. Where's your rat king?
Where's well, that my rat king?
He's not
Do I look
mine,
like
yeah.
a rat to you?
He's talking to rats.
Alright. Where is the rat king?
Yeah, well,
I mean,
he's not really the real
yeah,
rat.
Yeah, if you fall. Me to my humble abode. I guess I can show
right,
you.
Is your humble abode safe?
I mean, I'd say so, besides all the rats.
If I'm being totally honest,
we're also on the second floor.
One to ten, I'd give it like a 3.
Well,
better than zero.
It's better than zero, Goblin.
Oh, it's also free.
I'm gonna walk back to Valrissa. Valrissa, is she hanging on?
She's doing the best she can. I'm not quite sure.
I'm gonna pick up the unknown living or dead Oriana.
She's alive. She's breathing.
Okay.
She's just unconscious.
I'm gonna pick up the unconscious Oriana and ask Silman and Goblin. I know his name is something tree, right?
Hilltree.
Hilltree? I like calling him Goblin. I'm gonna ask, Silnin. Hilltree, respectfully. Please take me to your humble abode. I need to speak to this Rat King.
Why?
I mean, alright. Don't know why you'd ever want to talk to that nutjob, but...
He eats rats.
Well, he's a shitty king, I guess.
Well, he eats his people.
I mean, if we have a king, I don't think he eats dudes.
I mean, you know,
he eats
he's...
a lot, though.
He's pretty fat.
He's a big boy.
He eats rats.
Dude, stop spitting. Just...
Whoa. Alright, well, I guess let's get going.
You make it to a very... A very large, rusted-over metal building. Definitely seems like almost like it was some sort of factory or warehouse, but it's been rusted over and forgot about with time. Completely abandoned. There actually is a small wooden makeshift ramp that leads to the second-floor window that, that Silnin and Brad made themselves to try to avoid the Rat King on the first floor. Even as you get close, you start to hear this sort of like this very maniacal mumbling happening from downstairs. Just very muffled, just crazy talk.
There he goes again. Audible.
Cool, all Rat King.
We're on the second floor right now?
You're heading towards it. You're still outside.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, he's on the first floor, so, I mean, have at it. I'm gonna go upstairs. I'm just gonna head up.
What the fuck was that awful? Oh my god.
Please, never do that again.
Wait, was that the character or was that you just cracking up?
That was the Rat King.
Because that was like really good if you wanted to actually freak me out.
Yeah, no,
that was the Rat King.
That was good.
That was real good. Well,
oh my god. Silnin, is there somewhere I can lay Ariana?
I mean, we've got a...
Like, we've got a good setup down up here.
Yeah, we've got some beds we can lay in.
Be sure to put it on her back.
Why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's got big tits.
Nope, that's not where I wanted that to go. Let's take her upstairs.
Keep an eye on the goblin.
Velris, I really appreciate your help. Could you please protect Ariana from the goblin?
She ain't dead yet.
I'll try my best. I'm not sure about this little guy.
She ain't
gonna follow Silnin
up the
stairs and lay her down and then head back down towards the first floor? Towards the Rat King?
You're gonna head towards the first floor?
After laying her down.
Yeah, alright. Heading down the staircase, before you even get down into it, you can hear the sounds of just several rats squeaking and pattering across the floor. Once you get down there, the entire floor is almost entirely layered with just running back and forth rats, just an absolute crazy amount of vermin. You can't even see the floor, you're trying to step over them, but you keep stepping on the rats as you're trying to step around them.
Alright, it's fine.
In the center...
I've seen rats before.
In the center, there's just a wooden crate with this very malnourished, lanky old man. Kind of just... He's sitting crisscross with his arms wrapped around his legs, kind of just ricketing back and forth. He's already making blatant eye contact with you, and he's just kind of smirking as he's rocking back and forth, his eyes unblinking.
Splinter, is that you?
Scraggly gray hair forms like a wannabe beard that goes almost to belly button level as the top of his head is bald, but the sides are still very long and kind of just falling off the shoulders.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I'm just kind of watching this happen from up above, like this is going to be fucking dumb.
Yeah, I'm not even messing with this.
Excuse me, sir, are you the Rat King?
Who's asking?
He's a totally cool, coherent dude. Just keep talking.
I'm gonna take that as a yes.
I'm gonna go away from wherever this is.
Taxi, that's a vaxi. Put it there. Don't put it there.
Probably don't
touch
him.
Taxi.
Nice man.
I'm sorry, what was that?
What?
Name's Taxi.
Fuck.
Yes. I was told you know, a buzzers.
What is buzzers.
Buzzers.
Buzzcut barber.
I almost said butler and butcher. Give me a sec.
He's a buzzcut barber.
All right, right. I was told, you know, a barber.
Don't need a haircut, no.
Yeah. I'm sorry, you have to repeat that. I speak common and cat.
Don't need a haircut, no.
Yeah, I don't want to give you a haircut, but do you know someone who does give haircuts?
Lupin!
Lupin, is that a name?
He's fucking Lupin.
Now, is there somewhere I can find this Lupin?
He died.
Alright. Now, does he have a grave?
No. Oh, the sea was his grave.
Now, how do you know?
Oh, well, rats tell me all.
Right, right, the rats. You're the rat king, right?
Yes.
Do the rats know?
I've seen him.
Yeah, you've seen him.
I watched him gut those women. You want to see?
I want to see him, yes.
Come closer.
Well, how close are we talking?
Closer.
I'm going to very millimeterly get a little bit closer.
What? As soon as you get close enough, about, like, arm's reach distance, his hand just darts forward and grasps the hold of your forehead. You can feel the very long, mangly, sort of clawed fingernails kind of just dig into the sides of your skull.
Oh, yeah, he'll do that.
He goes, just shut the eyes. Shut.
All right.
Don't close your eyes. That's when it gets real weird.
Eyes are shut.
After you close your eyes for a couple of seconds, you feel small. You feel
welcome
like you could
world.
Fit in almost any space. And the next thing you know, you're running across the floor of an alleyway. You stop. Uh-huh. And you see in the distance, you see a tall man dressed in this long trench coat and a small hat atop the head, kind of hiding the features. But you see the hands, the blue gills that stretch across the fingers, clutching this small barber's flip knife. As he's repeatedly stabbing into the chest of a tiefling.
Hey!
Your eyes jolt back, and you're back in the room with the Rat King. His hand jolts away from you, goes,
You saw it too?
Where the fuck is he?
Yes.
What have you done to me?
Oh, nothing, you're here. You're safe. I see what the rats see. It's my gift.
Look, I saw an alleyway.
That's Lupin.
Do you know where an... What?
That was Lupin. He's back.
I'm like out of breath.
He's never liked coins like you. Non-humans. Different.
It's great. No, I really don't kind of like him either.
Years ago, I remember seeing it. He even killed him when he was alive. Slit their throats while they were in the chairs. He never touched my rats, though.
If I wanted to see him now, and is it possible?
I don't rightly know. My rats don't see him.
Alright, well, that was quite a trip, Rat King. I'm going to be right rattly getting out of here now.
That's
I'm gonna,
pretty freaky.
I'm gonna walk back upstairs with the biggest headache.
Don't forget to feed the rats!
Wow!
You got it.
As you go upstairs, he goes back to rocking back and forth and mumbling strange obscenities to himself.
What a real kook, huh?
Yeah, it's quite the trip.
It's the biggest help.
Did it help? I lost the voice. It's gone.
I mean,
it's gonna sit next to Oriana, with my head looking at the ground.
I mean, how helpful was that?
I mean, yeah.
Well, I think a city has a ghost.
What about a ghost?
I think there's a a serial killer.
Yeah.
And you can't really see him.
Can't really see him.
Well, wait. What do you know? What did the wacky dude tell you? Is that him laughing right now? He really, I'm going to be honest with you, he rubs me the wrong way. I don't know what it is. I'm sure he's cool when you hang out with him, but...
Oh, he is absolutely not. I got pretty lonely this last year, and not a good time.
So, I mean, just tell me, what did you see? Or did, I mean, not that you saw anything, not that I would know.
Where did he touch you? Yeah, no, I saw that.
It's probably a better question.
Use this doll and point to where he touched you.
What?
Please stop talking.
What did you find out? This is important.
Just give me a moment.
What?
Oh, this is a lot to take in.
Just gonna turn around and, like, look at the rats.
Huh.
Your rat king.
No, not mine. He's just the rat king.
Why do they even call him that?
Something about rats. I'm not really sure. He doesn't give me that vibe at all.
He sort of commands the rats, I guess. I don't know. I've never seen him really do anything with rats before.
I think I've seen him with a rat or two.
Laugh insanely.
Oh, he commands those rats. There's something real special about that man.
That's crazy. I never knew that. Way to rat him out.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
I never would have believed it. He looks pretty ratty.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, I guess I was wrong and you're rat.
Oh my God, stop. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Puns.
Anyway, please continue.
Puns hurt.
He showed me an alleyway.
Yes.
It wasn't the same. Was it the same one?
No, it wasn't.
I wasn't there.
It was a different one.
It was a different alleyway than. Well. Where we saw... It was a large man. He's about... Maybe a bit bigger than I am. And... Just like you said, Brad... He did have...
What? I don't remember.
It was a barber's knife.
Oh.
He had a knife?
It was a barber's blade.
It was a barber...
He used to cut hair.
It was a what?
They used
Saxy,
to cut hair.
What are you saying? A what blade? Say it one more time.
A barber's blade.
A barber's blade. Can you understand the ceiling? I have no idea what Saxy is saying.
I believe he's saying a barber's blade.
A barber's blade? I swear to God, am I the only one not hearing the R that's supposed to be there? Okay, I assume you saw the barber.
Yes. That is what he's saying.
That's great.
This had to have been the same barber that he saw.
This
with the buzz cut.
Well, I guess there's more than one barber. But did it seem like it was the same barber I was describing to you? He did die in the ocean. I don't know if I mentioned that.
The Rat King explained him just like you did.
Well, that's great.
He died in the ocean. He's killing. I look over to Vilrissa and sigh. He's killing tieflings.
Well, where the fuck is Vale?
I'm right here.
Oh, okay, that was good. I figured that would be a really great moment to cut for dramatic tension, but no, she's actually right here.
I'm just sitting here.
I guess she's cool. Please continue. Okay, so what's our lead?
Brad, do you ever stop talking?
I really just kind of want to know what we're going off of right now.
I have a question.
Yeah,
this
smiling.
Woman, who is she to you?
Yeah.
Oh, she's got nice tits.
For once, I agree with the goblin.
It's not normal, but she's my lover.
Fuck.
Sorry, goblin. Those tits are mine.
Well.
Or they were.
I mean, she seems...
I mean,
lovely.
What's not normal about that?
And so
is she.
Do you see me?
Yes.
It's not normal that a tiefling falls in love with a tabaxi.
Yeah.
I mean, love is love.
Yeah, it's also bestiality.
Well, God, somebody understands. Oh,
maybe she's a furry. Don't judge.
Hey, look.
Are furries canon?
Do what you do. I'm not going to judge you.
This is
I'm glad we have such an open-minded group of people here.
Well, I appreciate that.
Me
too. I don't
even
know if she's going to make it.
Thank God, because I'm super into goblins.
What? You just have to throw that in there.
Sorry,
every once
did
in
someone,
a while.
Did someone say something? Yeah.
Have to throw that in there.
We kind of had to.
I can't...
Anyways.
I can't know if she's going to make it, but I hope you find this man.
Speaking of that man, the Rat King showed him to me. It's kind of hard to understand what the Rat King says, but he said basically everything that Brad did in the alleyway. Same story, same man with the same haircut. And then he put his hand on my head and he showed him to me. In a different alleyway, it's a large man in a black trench coat. Some kind of stupid hat on, I don't even fucking know. All I know is that he's supposed to be dead, but he's out here stabbing tieflings and people that aren't normal. I almost killed her.
I mean, what would anybody have against tieflings in particular?
I don't know about these parts, but there's a lot of things that people might have against tieflings.
I mean, you know, racism, it exists.
I mean, I have been getting some funny looks, but I've just turned my head to it.
Is that a thing in this city? Can we, since I've lived here all my life, is there, like, would I know if this was kind of a deep-rooted...
No, people race? In the city do not like outsiders. Like, it's majorly humans. Half-elves are semi-okay, but they're the only, like, really other race of people that are openly welcomed here.
Okay.
Definitely not.
Nice. Guys, I don't know why I didn't mention this sooner, but like people here are a little, they aren't big fans of anything besides human.
Yeah,
I guess
happens. You're not wrong. Since I've been here, people have really been looking down on me.
Well,
I mean,
sorry about that.
I don't know how to break this to you.
I don't think that they can help
okay,
it, my friend.
All right, you're a big man. You're right. Let's keep going.
Thank you.
Yes.
But who goes on a murdering spree just out of racism? Seems like a lot to go through.
A lot of people.
Someone who's not alive.
I guess.
But how?
Yeah, Goblin's got a point.
No soul.
I don't understand how somebody can be here right now and not be alive.
Something else is fueling him.
It's unnatural. It doesn't make any fucking sense to me.
I think I get it.
Would you care to explain?
What do you have to say, Goblin?
Something else is in him. He ain't got no soul.
Is this just like a shot in the dark? This seems like a really good guess.
Seems like a very good guess.
Well, yeah,
Goblin, you worry me just a tad.
Fuck, don't rightly know.
Goblin, I'm starting to think you have something to do with this.
Yeah, this goblin's kind of freaking me out.
I gotta go. He starts walking
away. Okay, well...
No, you're not going anywhere. It's not happening.
Is this a smoke bomb about to happen again?
Oh, no.
He just walks out the window, starts walking down the wooden ramp.
Oh, I say man, we waterboard the goblin.
I say we let him go.
Wait.
I just gotta scratch my head and like... Oh.
Let me cast Thaumaturgy to slam the window shut as he's trying to leave.
Is there even
there's a window.
Yeah, I feel like that's the thing.
As it slams, the glass bashes against his face and he falls backwards.
Fuck. Fuck.
High winds today.
All right. What do you know, Goblin?
Are you safe?
Fuck.
You've been talking a lot like you know stuff.
Fuck.
I think he's stuck in a loop.
You want to spit it out?
Fuck.
Not literally, though. You've done that before, and it's really gross.
Listen, say what you know, or I'll... I'll torture it out of you. Whatever. What do you know?
I fucking love this goblin.
Oh, my God.
I've slain him.
You couldn't have said that like 2 hours ago?
I just thought he was a fish man.
You're saying you've seen him, like, recently?
No.
Oh, okay.
Saw him kill... killed dwarf weeks ago.
You thought a simple fisherman killed a dwarf?
Yeah. I mean, I fucked the dwarf afterwards, but...
God, no, let's not okay. go there, Goblin. Let's okay. actually go anywhere but there.
Oh, my God.
Damn. You real nasty.
So...
You're a piece of shit.
Wow.
This is the company I kept while you were gone, Brad.
Right.
No, this is great. He seems really nice. You're Besides the... Man. You know, there's a few things. You have a lot to work out, I think. This is probably the best part about him, I'm going to be honest, that he just keeps saying this. Like, that's... It just spares us from the rest of it. I don't think he knows much more.
Well, there's got to be another way to figure this out.
I mean, we're talking about something pretty unnatural here.
Well, why
don't...
Is there a, don't is there a pattern?
Me.
I mean, is the, it I seems mean, like alleys...
There's been a
game.
Lot of rumors.
Have you heard the rumors? Like, yeah. Cultists. Like, sewers.
The sewers. Yeah.
Aye.
Maybe,
perhaps
they're not just
devil.
Rumors.
Perhaps they're not just rumors.
He's a fish devil.
A fish devil?
Aye.
Deviled eggs?
No.
Yes, like deviled eggs.
Like fish.
I can see how you would draw that conclusion.
Like fish.
Like fish.
Alright, Silman.
Yes.
You know what he's talking about.
Well, there's been a lot of rumors, at least. I've always assumed they were just old wives' tales. But there's been talk of cultists in the sewers who apparently worship some kind of
fish
sea
people.
God or something. Yeah, fish people, some whatnot. Crazy stuff, but I mean, it could be a lead.
Ask the Rat King.
So, I don't want to ask the Rat King again. I'm just being honest.
Well, I guess...
He could search the sewers.
Whose turn is it to ask the Rat King?
I want to go down there.
He sucks.
I'm trying to
put my finger
again.
On my nose.
They're trying
to eat me nose game.
Nose game.
No, they're going to eat me again.
I'll go if I can go on somebody's
Who's
shoulder.
Who's going to eat you again?
The rats.
Oh.
I feel like the best call is the sewers, actually, in this case.
Alright, so you're telling me that we're going to the sewers.
That seems like really the only thing. I mean, like, we could check every alley.
Listen, I'm not going down there without somebody is talking to the Rat King again.
What? Alright. Now, what do I need to ask the Rat King?
Just get him to search the sewers with his... Rat, all seeing rats, or whatever.
Are you sure?
I mean, I'm pretty sure there are rats in the sewers.
What other leads do we have?
That's really
about it.
There's a horse at the tavern.
There's a what?
There's a horse at the tavern.
I think that was a bit of a non sequitur. Listen, Saxy. I have no fucking clue what he's talking about, and I really never understand anything, but I do feel like you should go confirm with the Rat King, and like, this is a stinky place anyway, the sewers probably won't be much worse.
Right.
Not you.
Ow.
Alright. I'll go talk to the Rat King.
What about the horse?
What fucking horse?
Do I need to talk to the horse or the rat?
Are you saying horse or rat?
When did this horse even come into the equation?
Is it horse or whores?
This horse?
Is it horse or horse?
I heard there was a horse at the tavern. That's a little weird.
Are there any midget whores?
Wait. I'm sorry.
It's a horse.
It's horse. It's gotta be a horse. Okay.
There's a horse.
It's a horse. Looks pretty.
All right, Goblin, do I need to speak to the horse or the rat?
Rightly no.
Why'd you bring up the horse?
Make an educated guess.
It's pretty.
All right, that's great. It's great that the horse is pretty, but you know what else is pretty? Oriana, who might not be alive tomorrow.
Hold on. We're looking for a murderer who kills tiefling women. And we have one of those right here.
No, shut up. We're not doing that.
I'm suggesting.
We're not about to sing.
What are you implying?
We don't even really know Valrissa that
it's
well.
It's the only
we
way we can really
find
this
him.
Guy.
Okay, fuck, I'm going to the Rackham.
Yeah, seriously, I'm okay with just anything happening at this point.
Christ. Well, nobody's doing anything
just
else.
Kinda, I just nonchalantly walk through all the rats to the Rackham. I'm like, hey, what's going on in the sewers?
Lots.
Lots? Is there, like, cultists? Fish people?
Oh, there's people down there, yes. I've seen them.
We could just call it here. You don't have to let him touch you, honestly, Silman. I think that's like a pretty good lead already.
They got books.
We're good.
They got sacrifices.
We're okay.
I've seen them luring people in. Deep inside.
Oh,
so deep.
That is really not anything I wanted to ever hear you say in my life. Let's go.
I'm pretty uncomfortable right now.
Oh, so you think that was funny? Why? Let's
Oh.
Yum.
I can show you where. You can follow the rats. They know the way.
Yikes.
As long as you don't have to touch me, I think. Let's do that.
That's a loud dog.
But yeah, if you can show me the way.
Barking rat.
It would be, appreciated.
I can show you the way. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Oh, sleepy.
Fine.
Am I down there?
No, you're not, I don't think. I don't know, are you down there?
I'm coming down right now.
Yeah, so is he, actually. No, I think he's tuckered out. Okay. Is he sleep laughing or real laughing right now?
He's still awake.
Oh. Okay, listen, buddy. You rest up. And I'm going to kind of reach out and think about patting his head, but I don't.
Oh, the rats make a bed.
Okay.
Nope.
That's great. I'm going to go.
And that really is great for you. Goodbye.
I'll wake you tomorrow.
No, actually, yes. you can sleep in. We'll set an alarm. No rats. Thank you.
All right.
Good night. We'll be upstairs if you need anything.
I need lots.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
No,
you
don't. I actually, we won't be upstairs and don't check.
I would like to disengage from this conversation right the fuck now.
Yeah, I'm done with this.
The voices!
Okay.
Okay.
Good night.
Let's head back upstairs.
Alright.
Well, we're not getting anything from him today. He said he'll lead the way in the sewers. There's people down there. But, apparently he's too tired to do that right now.
Let's talk about what happens when we get there.
Oh, you know.
Goblin, what do you know about this, these cultists and how it relates to this fish demon and why it's killing people
listen,
and how we stop
listen,
it? Do you have
listen,
any idea?
I'm gonna be totally honest. I think instead of having a plan, we should just roll with it.
Sounds good.
All right, just roll with it.